participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Welcome to the best of Don and Mike, Bodam, B-O-D-A-M. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arnger, with you on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday afternoon. It's like the night before Christmas. Do you know why? Because tomorrow night, the NFL football season is here. More about that tomorrow. Hey, glad to have you with me on your drive home today. We've got a big heap and steaming plate full of best stuff for you. And there really is some good stuff here today. We are going to have some fun. Yes, we are. I don't know what kind of accent that is. Hey, let's get right into it, though. Couldn't be best of without Robert the Mailman. Remember when he got new teeth or had old teeth? Well, that's what this segment's all about. I don't know if this is his old teeth or his new teeth. Let's find out together. It's the best of Don and Mike on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Okay. It's time to get down to biz.
Yes.
Square biz. Here we go. It's time to look at Robert the Mailman's teeth.
Yes, please. Deep breaths for everyone. Deep breaths.
This is what we have been waiting for since we met Robert, I don't know how many, many years ago. He's had some of the most awful animal-like teeth that we'd ever seen. I mean, there was one going this way, one going that way.
We hooked him up with Dr. J. Samuels. He got his teeth fixed, or at least he's in the process. He's got them almost all fixed. I don't even know. We're going to have to ask him.
15 of them have been yanked out now.
Look at him with the suit and everything.
First time.
15 more soon to be yanked out. You can go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com, and you can see the picture of Robert's before teeth. And I should have mentioned in the opening.
You know what? Look at that.
Uh-oh.
Hey, that looks great. Look at that.
God damn it, does that help?
Wow.
Wow. Does that help?
Wow. Why insurance for this man?
Can you not speak?
Sure. How you doing?
What's up, fellas? Is it hard to talk?
It's different.
So, I mean, is it different because you're in pain, or is it different because of the new
doppers? There's a little pain, but with the prosthetics, a little different. But I feel better.
You get used to it?
You know. I'm getting better.
You look fabulous.
You do.
I was prepared really to start laughing because it was going to be... But no, it looks natural.
Perfectly natural.
You look like... God.
Bing? Denzel?
Okay, let's not be ridiculous.
Ving Rhames.
And let's not go with... No. Not Ving. Right. Not Ving and not Denzel.
I say Morgan, because he got bad teeth.
No. Right, no. Let's go a little farther down the food chain. And I don't... you don't have the crazy eyes, but a little more Forrest Whitaker-like now.
Oh.
The dead eye? The Forrest Whitaker dead eye?
Yeah. Okay, Robert doesn't have the dead eye.
You going to do that right now?
What's up, fellas?
But wow.
Look at your teeth.
Look at you.
Jesus Christ, right. Robert. I am not kidding. Those teeth look fantastic.
It has changed your entire appearance. Yeah. I mean, it truly has.
And it's so emotional now. I really, really want to thank Don and Mike. That's why I made the cake.
Uh-huh.
This is from the heart. I really owe you guys a lot. This costs a lot of money. Yeah. I do. And I want to tell you from the heart, I appreciate it.
Oh, that's
wow.
Nice. Do your teeth glow in the dark?
No, but I can go buy some bling bling fake teeth now.
Tell me about...
Now, don't ruin our beautiful teeth with that.
No. Don't
put, I can get no bling.
No, don't put spinners on your teeth.
I can't stop staring at them because they look so good.
How many rings do you have on today?
I got five.
Where are the
five? Five rings.
So I'm good. I'm ready to go to the club.
Goddamn.
You are ready to go
to
the club.
Let's go to the club and get shot.
Batman, get in here and let's take these pictures and get them right up on the website.
That's great. I mean, I'm really... Because I thought it was going to be so dramatic that we'd think it would look like piano keys, but no, it doesn't.
It's not unnatural. They look great. And you know what? I bet Dennis wished...
That's
what I was thinking.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking. I said, Dennis made a big mistake not doing this.
And you know what? Dr. J... Okay.
Dr. J. Samuels, absolutely.
Oh, great.
No, we're just giving a plug, Buzz.
He's a good guy.
You know who else?
Bring him in.
Now that I look, the more I look at you, without the goatee, the big black president.
Yeah?
From 24.
Yeah, but he's got more hair.
I know, but I'm just saying.
The guy's doing an insurance commercial.
Yeah, right. Palmer.
I mean.
You look like a wealthy.
I look like a black president.
A wealthy business executive.
Get that on tape, y'all. Thank you.
Come on. What, BA?
I already have pictures.
Oh, you already have pictures.
So the pictures are going to go up on the website.
The before pictures are there now.
Good. Let's have them both up.
No one can look at the before pictures. They want to look at the after pictures.
Can you catch a bullet in those teeth?
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how satisfied are you with the whole job?
12.
12?
Wow. I'm very,
but you,
very...
Yeah, you seem like you're flying.
I was in and out. I was listening to the show yesterday while they were taking the teeth out because they never knocked me out.
Right.
You know what? You can come to my house now.
Can I park your car?
No, I mean...
As a guest?
I mean, oh my God. At some point, you're going to have to wear that outfit you have on now. You're going to have to wear a shirt and tie.
Malcolm X t-shirt?
Robert, I am telling you, even if you have your dumb Laker girl outfit or whatever on
Laker
today...
Laker girl? I wore that yesterday.
You're one piece. Who says that teeth don't make the man?
I feel better. I mean, it does. It does.
Are you in any pain right now? Are you still experiencing a little bit of pain?
A little.
And obviously a little trouble getting used to the choppers and talking through them.
Right.
Is that going to come? Is that going to get better with time?
Yes, it's going to get better.
Now when you seem like you're showing both the top and the bottom. Now when you smile, smile is just showing me the top. Smile is just showing me the Oh wow, that's even better.
Yeah, well, those are good looking.
No, don't do it, phony.
Just
like
that.
If you just do a regular normal smile.
How you doing, lady?
Yeah. You're not drinking it up. That's good.
Yeah.
And I'm back on the scene, lady.
Yeah.
You think I was swinging before? Let's you see the teeth. Because I can't take them off for you, lady.
We were talking about that before the show. Do the teeth come? Not that we want the meds to come out right now, but do they come out?
Yes, sir, they do. They have to come out within an hour or two. He told me to take them out and clean.
So they're regular dentures.
Yeah, they're
regular. You got a plate up
partial,
there.
Partial.
Okay, all right.
Hey, thank you, man.
Oh, hey,
thank
come
you,
on, Robert. Are you kidding?
Thank you.
Oh, that's great. We're glad that worked out for you.
I know y'all been dogging me. I know he laughs every time he talks about him, but this is almost life altering.
I'm happy. There's nothing wrong with being happy about that.
I'm very, very happy. Excited. I can smile for pictures. I always had that. I just stole your car look. You know.
Right.
Now I can smile. You know.
That's great.
I almost bought a box of cream wheat in for you.
You know, and this is not.
I was so happy. Let me do a little star shoot for the
club. Look how it has changed this man's demeanor.
This is the first time he's ever come into this studio. Hey, give it time, though. He is not angry right now.
I'm not angry. I do want you to partake of the cake. I did bake it myself.
That cake was too gross to eat.
It's marble. It's very good. Just try it. Look, Mike.
What happened to the front of the cake? I was pointing that out to Rob. See the way it looks like a tongue sort of hanging over the top? What, did it melt or something? What is that?
It was sliding around a little bit. I had to catch it. But it's fresh.
Bobby,
it's marble cake.
Let's get some, here we go. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Hey, congratulations, man. That must have been scary, to go through that. Good job. Well. You can just hear it in your voice. That's awesome.
Oh, man.
You thought you were strong before, but wait a couple months, man. Nobody's seen anything yet. That's awesome.
Ebony and ivory.
It's all good today,
son. Listen to Robert.
No anger.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for calling. Have a nice day, my fellow man.
Thank you very much.
I'm Robert the Mailman. Everything's just hunky-dory with me.
And this is on hunky.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Radio Gus.
Howdy.
Hi. T-Wet. Hey, Robin, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Now,
thank
you got your new grill, y'all. You can get more ass than a toilet seat. And and you enunciate clear.
Thank you.
More clear.
Do I sound
clear,
better?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you do. You
do
know
I have a lift?
You know what I noticed when he came in?
Fuck a pants.
What I noticed when he walked in, he's so well-spoken.
Oh, thank you. That's education. I didn't go to Howard. I went to Howard University.
There you go.
And then Tuskegee for graduate work.
So what are you having the other ones done?
He said it's going to be a gradual thing. He's going to see how far. I've got to call him tomorrow. Either going tomorrow or Monday, and then we're going to discuss further. But I'm his patient for life.
I pray Dennis Murphy.
Awesome.
I pray Dennis Murphy calls in the next minutes.
No.
You know, I remember when you offered to do that for him all those years ago.
Right.
And he chickened out. And it was scary for a minute. You know, you don't know how it's going to turn out.
Right.
And I went in, and the guy pulled the bottom. No problem. Done. Stitching them up. I'm listening to you guys, Joan, on the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
He did the top five.
Right.
Stitched them up. And he plucked them in. He's looking around like, oh, my God.
I'm not blowing smoke. I mean, no. This is Jay Samuels. I mean, obviously, getting involved with a radio show and doing all this on the air, that's a chance he takes. But now I know why he did it, because of
his
work.
You're walking in.
I mean, that ad, like.
I would tattoo it on my forehead. The guy did good work. Mm-hmm. Besides.
That would be tattooed in white.
Why has to be white? Can't be like purple. You won't show up. But I have to give props to you two. You
hey,
two guys.
Stop it with that now. You're welcome. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, people.
Hi, people.
Hey, is he a newbie in Matt Dillon from Something About Mary?
I thought it would be, but it's not. No,
no
they're too natural.
And I told Mike, I think before the show, that I had perhaps had.
Reservations?
No. I had that, like Godfrey Cambridge.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. I ain't the watermelon man now. No.
I remember Godfrey Cambridge. That was a great movie.
Cotton Comes to Harlem. Yeah,
I remember that movie.
Yeah, hey, it's been
a great actor.
For 40 years.
I mean, I don't want to sound gay, but God damn, it really changes the way you look, Robert.
Yes, and I feel good.
You know what it makes? It makes him look just happier.
I'm in a good mood. I can't lie and say that I'm in a great mood.
You got it. Look at the suit. You got everything. Huh?
You know, everyone's all happy about this, but one question remains.
Yes.
Where are the old teeth?
Oh, good question.
Oh,
do we have a necklace or anything for us?
Oh dear. Oh, I got to see this.
Oh, in the pocket. Yeah. He's got him in his suit pocket.
Yeah. Hey, that's the suit container.
There you go.
Oh dear.
Oh no.
Oh
God. He's pouring them out right now.
There you go.
Hold on, let's see.
I hope they're not stuck to the inside of the envelope.
Here we go. Let's pour them out. Pour out Robert's old teeth.
They're stuck.
They are stuck. The blood.
They're supposed to clean them.
They're stuck on the inside.
They're in some kind of baggie. That is like that's
I'm gonna throw up.
Oh, that's upchuck.
Oh my god.
Robert, really, I'm not kidding. Take them away, please.
Take them away. Oh my god. That is the gag reflex of gag reflexes.
Not what I expected.
Oh my god.
Take a picture.
I'm taking CSI. The one that was on last night where they cut the guy's chest open. That's what I'm thinking.
We have had a lot of things in the studio. Put them back in the envelope.
The one where they had to go into the sewer.
You know what the thing that got me? Even if they had just been in the envelope, mm-hmm. but they were wrapped in plastic, and the plastic looked to have some saliva on
it. There's moisture.
There's moisture in there.
Sticky, and it wouldn't come out of the little dentist bag.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Hold on to those, Robert. Those will be a nice...
You don't want these to put them on the wall?
Oh, God. It's official. I'm going to have a low-grade headache.
Can you imagine the night terrors that poor dentist is going to have?
I think his nurse says he's going to quit.
I'm going to have a low-grade headache for the rest of the show.
Remember, I told you got a couple of sisters working for him, right?
Does he really?
Yeah, she said one of them said they're going to quit.
Is she not? I almost threw up.
There's the sawbone.
Why?
Did you hit on any of the women that were working
Hello?
For
him? Hello?
Yeah, I hit on one.
Oh, hold on. Hey, here's your dentist.
Dr. Hey, Samuels.
Hey there, sir.
Great guy, man.
We're going to give you a round of applause. These teeth look fantastic.
Robert did a great job. I'm really proud of him.
I want to tell you, he looks fantastic. I mean, we would love nothing better than to laugh at him if he had, like, Matt Dillon, Something About Mary teeth.
Yeah.
And, you know, he poured his old teeth out on the console. We got to give you a Purple Heart for that, doctor.
Jesus Christ. What did you have to wear, a gas mask that day?
Look, I gargled. Yeah. I gargled with crack before I went in, so I'm okay.
Wow.
He did despite everything, he did an awesome job, and they look good, and I'm happy he can speak.
Yeah.
Oh, they look fantastic. It is obviously changed Robert's demeanor. He looks so much better. I mean, I'm sure he will go back eventually to being, you know.
What?
The way you are. You know.
What?
A pain in the ass. A pain in the ass is what you'll end up being.
You wouldn't let me come on the show.
Today, look at him. He's happy. Look at
he looks like a Secret Service agent. All I
need is to go to Denny's and not get served.
Got anyway, one down in Annapolis.
This is the doctor. And we will have Dr. Jay Samuels on our website. And
great job,
be on the show. Thank you again, doctor.
Wow. Okay. Thank you.
You deserve overtime pay.
Great work. Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Doc.
Good guy.
Bye-bye.
Beautiful job.
Bye-bye. Jesus, look at you.
So natural. Wow.
So,
where are you going to take your teeth for the debut coming out? Are you going to go to your regular haunts? You going to call up former girlfriends? How are you going to hit the ladies with this new look?
Well, I got an old ex coming over tomorrow, so she'll be surprised.
Does she know you've had the procedure done?
No.
Oh, see, that's the best way to do it.
Now, when you came through the front desk today, I know that you're friends with Colette. Right. Have you shown Colette your teeth yet?
Yeah.
Okay, let me call and get the reaction.
Yeah. Very good.
She's all over. Don't say nothing.
You spend more time with Colette probably than anybody here at the station when you're not on
JFK.
Hey, baby, it's us.
Hey.
So what about Robert's teeth?
They look good.
Aren't they beautiful?
Yeah.
I mean, really, no kidding?
No kidding.
I mean, no S, don't they make him look great?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I like them.
Oh,
my God. See, it's on now.
Mm-hmm.
Get off me, ladies. Get off me. Back up. One at a time. You know, I can't turn it on too much. I already had it going on.
Be careful with that smile.
All I got to do is lose like 150 pounds. I'm there.
Oh, man. Don't go crazy. I mean, seriously.
I'll still be 300.
Yeah, but you can't let them all have it at once, Robert.
I'm going to take it off slowly.
There you go.
All right, thank you for the opinion, Colette.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Took my coat off. Show my arm.
Oh, but hey, see, you're wearing the Denny's manager shirt.
Hey, I don't want to wear long. I hate long sleeve shirts. That's a bad
thing. You know, I tell you one thing. It's going to have to be one hell of a tooth fairy.
Wow.
If you put those under your pillow,
$1,000 worth of teeth.
You get to wake up like with $10,000 under your pillow.
Or a fire extinguisher.
You're going to be like, what if it was Confederate money?
That's something else.
Maybe they gave me my slave papers for them.
How are you? How is the process like when you go to sleep? You have to take them out when you go to sleep?
No, I keep them. I can take them out
whenever you want.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah. I haven't eaten solid food though yet.
Oh, you haven't. Oh,
no,
well,
that'll
you just haven't done yet.
That'll help with losing the 150 pounds.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, on behalf of Mike and I'd like to invite Robert to the Gadfly meetings we're going to be having now.
Oh, shut up. He's eligible with those teeth.
Thank you.
He can be a Gadfly.
You think the Tooth Fairy's going to have to come like it? Remember that suit Dustin Hoffman wore in Outbreak?
You know who the Tooth Fairy
is? Well, I got to go there. You know what? You sure you don't want to touch him?
Your teeth? No.
Okay.
The Tooth Fairy will look like that guy from Whose Line Is It Anyway? That's doing the commercials where he wears the tutu. I forgot what he's the something fairy. Well, I don't know what he is, but he says the bald guy from Whose Line Is It Anyway? I don't know what the commercial is.
I'd like to give Robert the Angry the Mailman quiz, or the test.
What test?
What test?
Robert the Angry the Mailman?
Did his teeth, were they the root of all of evil? And is he most resemble Stymie or Buckwheat?
There we go.
Look at that. They're trying. Hey, good for you, Robert.
Look at that. They're trying to get him.
I would have had him anyway. He's a jackass.
That is the magic of your new white teeth.
Yeah, but look at the gums.
They're
DC gums.
Yeah.
They're not white. They're not pink.
They're not white. They're not pink.
They're brown. They're dark. Yeah, see? They're not PC.
Nice brown
gums. I said, make sure I got black gums, buddy.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Oh, I took some shoe polish in there.
Hello. Hi, Mike, radio guys.
Hi there.
Hey, Robert.
Yes, sir.
Where the white women at?
Oh, dear. Here we go.
You know, your fans are all coming out, but look at you. Look at the restraint today on this man.
I'm
you know why?
Happy. I'm in a good mood.
You know what that is? That's self-confidence. I swear to God, I'm happy.
Self-confidence and self-control. Give it time. Are we taking any more calls?
We'll take one or two more calls, Mike. Just one or two. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Robert.
Yes, sir.
You got to give me one of those teeth, brother.
I'm
going to put them on eBay, starting at $50 each.
You know, I'm serious.
Oh,
you could sell your teeth on eBay.
I sure could. I wouldn't even clean them all.
Good for you.
Oh. That would make them more valuable.
Yeah, exactly. The price will go up on the internet.
I want that DNA out there.
You can use them for cloning.
had to make Little Roberts.
Yeah, you were funny, Rob.
There's the first sign of a crack in the armor.
You make sure you get a piece of cake, buddy. Please. Please. It's good cake.
Okay, listen.
I won't touch it again.
We are truncated today. So we got a break.
Go.
We got a break now. You son of a bitch. I am so happy.
Congratulations.
I am not kidding, Robert. I am not kidding.
Get a game one day, so when you feel like
you got it,
I'll bust your ass.
I know you will.
I haven't played it yet.
You've not played 2006 yet.
I got it sitting at home waiting on you.
He's waiting on you.
You know, now that you have your new teeth, I'm still not going to play with you. No. Maybe this weekend.
I'll email you this weekend. Don and Mike.
Robert, you look great.
Bobby Mailman.
Tell your friend he messed up not getting his teeth done.
Oh, I can't wait for him to call. And we got to have a day when he comes down and just let Dennis admire your teeth.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be a great day?
Absolutely.
Bring a piece of ass with me. How you doing, Dennis?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
And this experiment went so well that I'm the glasses full on this one. Do you think maybe at some point in the future Dennis could ever have a similar procedure? Do you think it could ever happen,
Don? Mike, no.
Or has that ship sailed?
That bell
one-time offer?
This is a Titanic. He can't get on
that. What's his name?
I got him.
Robert knows, and the doctor knows, how freaking expensive this is.
Yeah.
We can't be making this deal, so no.
Well, maybe we can find another doctor who'll make Dennis a hand.
Maybe we can find Dennis a doctor like Jack Nicholson had when he was the Joker.
Oh, yeah?
In the first Batman movie.
So they can completely rebuild him.
What we need to do is we need to have some irony. Let's have a guy make Dennis a left hand.
We'll put it on the right stump.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, Robert,
thank you.
Thanks, Robert.
You're the man.
I'm in on the cake. Y'all guys.
I'm in.
You are.
Thank you, Robert.
How about
you look
that?
Great.
You look great, brother.
Robert Mailman. Jesus Christ.
Wow,
look at him.
Goes. Impressive.
He's doing a minstrel show in here, for God's sake. He's
dancing
so happy.
Out of here. That is a happy human being.
I'm telling you, that's totally...
As happy as I've ever seen him.
That totally changed his look. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, and we came in, really, I expected to see piano keys and we'd start laughing. No, it looks natural and they did a great job. Maybe at some point in the future we'll be able to get him to take him out.
Boy, the joke's on us. I mean, really, in the office today, me, Mike, Rob, Buzz, even Legs McBride.
Sure.
We were all just sitting there thinking, can you imagine? Because really what we pictured was Matt Dillon.
Yeah, the oversized.
Something about Mary.
And from that standpoint, we were disappointed, but, he's so happy. I bet the next time he comes in here, he'll be angry.
He looks incredible. I mean, I shouldn't say anything nice about him. He looks incredible, and his mood seemed great.
Yeah, you can tell the difference.
You think he's still doped up?
Hot fellas. I think it'll be great.
Hold on, let me just go to our website and just see his old teeth.
Just to remember the old Rob.
Yeah, I'd like to see that too.
Because I mean, really, when he took the only rough part of that whole segment is when he took those teeth out of the bag. That is about the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
Photos.
There was a bit of aroma.
Hey, there
aroma.
You are.
There I am, Robert's teeth. All right.
And the aroma.
It's not loading.
I think took before.
Oh, I see. Before.
Oh,
I got you. I've been clever on our website.
Oh, my God.
Mike, come over here and just take a look.
It's the old ones?
Wow.
Take a look at the old ones.
Oh, my.
And tell me if it does.
Yeah, he's a different man now. a whole different guy.
Look at the old ones.
Oh, my God.
Look at
that one on the upper right hand corner.
Upper right.
Wow.
You rock. Squeak. I hate you. I hate your big, fat, bald head. Ass.
You know, his old teeth are worse than I remember.
Yeah, they are, absolutely. This was a success all the way around.
I've never seen adult teeth pulled before. They're really long.
Hey, Legs.
Yeah.
How fast do we can get these over to the website?
They're being put in
right
now.
Thank you. Thank you, Helen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Helen!
That would be your DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Yep.
Click on photos. Our webmaster will get it up there real fast.
An incredible success story.
You're gonna really have to look at the before and after pictures to draw your own conclusions. Hello, Don and Mike Show. One more call. We got a break. Hello.
Hello.
Because the game tonight at Jack Ken Cook Stadium.
Yes. Right.
Hello.
Hello from Happy Friday.
Yeah, right.
Right. Eat one. What can we do for you? I mean, I just hate it when someone calls with crap like, "Oh yeah, Happy Friday." Come on.
I'm calling
Friday with the Pump Patrol. We got it at 2:59 at an Exxon at Watkins Glen.
Come see about me, Dolly Parton.
Oh, he didn't stay in play.
Oh, that's a shame.
The guy just hangs up. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey guys, how's it?
Hi, people.
Hey, TGIF. Two quick questions for you.
God.
I'm sorry.
Stop it.
We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Do I look any different?
No.
Well, I should, because I am playing Hercules!
Hey!
They want me! They want me!
Congrats!
Oh.
Hey, what's going on?
Disney wants me!
What are they doing, a live-action version of Dumbo? Did you throw on 40 pounds, little gray makeup? You're going to be great. Hey, what are you doing, asshole?
This is a warning, my friend. You do not mess with Hercules.
Okay.
I killed my wife, I killed my children, and I shall kill you if you do not temper thy tongue.
What are you, insane, Hank?
I know not this Hank you speak of. As of this day, when you cast your eye upon me, you shall see only one man, and that man is Hercules!
The Don and Mike Show.
All things equal, they prefer dog vomit. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike taking a couple weeks off. Well deserved. Get well rested for upcoming events on your to-do list. Till then, we've got lots and lots and lots of great best stuff for you. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arnger, with you on this fine, what is it, Wednesday? That's right, it's almost like Christmas Eve. Tomorrow starts football. I might mention that at every break. Anyway, let's get back into the best stuff. Oh, this has got to be good. It's got to be good when Mike goes to the Hustler Club on the best of Don and Mike.
My weekend was boring but not as depressing as last weekend, and that's all I had to tell you about my weekend. I know that everybody else on the show did stuff, and well, let's start with this guy.
Yeah.
Hi, nobody's here.
One saved message.
Yesterday morning.
In your mailbox.
10 o'clock.
First saved message.
Hello, Dodd. This is your radio partner, Mike. 10:40. In Baltimore. Buzz said the Larry Flint Hustler Club was a good place to go. Buzz is a liar.
No, I'm not.
It was horrible. You know why, Bob? Because it's all women from Baltimore. This place is a shithole.
No,
anyway, I thought I'd call you and let you know. Oh, also, I threw up last night, Don. And it wasn't because of the booze. It was because I had some bad chicken. I know what you're thinking. Anyway, that's my message of the weekend for you. I hope you got my email also. I hope you're doing well. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, so, all I knew from Mike was that he was going to a bachelor party Saturday night.
Right? Yep.
And he said to me, come rain or shine, I'll call you Sunday morning.
Let you know when I'm up and about and I'm wandering. And I called you as soon as I felt myself somewhat functional. That's when I decided to call you.
So, let's start with why the place is an asshole.
They treated me very well there. The manager was very nice, and you know, I think in general that there were two phases to this bachelor party with all my buddies. We went to the Larry Flint club, and I probably this could be a problem for me. I think I spent more energy pursuing my what I believe now is my first love, which is alcohol.
Yeah.
Than I did I think I bought a couple of lap dances for my buddy Reggie,
right,
which everybody did, and he had a very good time.
Everybody should know it's Reggie Branch.
Yes, Reggie
good
Branch.
Good for him. Congratulations to Reggie.
It was
his lovely bride.
He was so appreciative. Man, he still got the big arms, too.
Sure.
And, you know, what I was doing is I was trying
Reggie,
to...
Reggie Jackson.
I was trying to just get, you know...
Was Reggie from... Archie and Veronica.
Oh,
what was Reggie's last name? The rich guy?
It was Reginald Van Gleason.
He was a gad. He was a gad.
Gadfly.
A gadfly. I almost said Cadbury. That's a candy bar.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, so Mike,
the women
bachelor
was not as much, because it should be directed the right way. It should be not directed at the Larry Flint place as much as the two women. We all had to get in cabs and go back to the hotel because they were going to have a little two-girl show at the hotel at midnight.
Yeah.
And I may have
I'll drink to that.
I may have precipitated the women leaving when I asked one of them to give up the gum. I said, you're going to need to spit the gum out. And then somebody said something else, and then somebody said something else. And the long and short of it was they took the money out of their little stripper duffel bag that they have,
yeah,
and they threw it down on the floor. and they left. They left, and I think as they were walking down the hallway to the elevators, one of the guys opened the door and went, "Whore!" And it was so the overall
that's unfortunate.
Hold on. This was at, like,
the overall presentation of this was not an overwhelming.
This was
success.
At the after party.
I hope the bachelor had a good time.
This was at the after party.
This was the after party. Uh-huh.
And
they'd gotten a big hotel room up on one of the floors. I was staying in the hotel on a lower floor.
And you asked one of the women.
She had kind of a bad attitude, and I said, you know, we got to lose the gum. I was doing it in kind of a joking way.
Sure.
She didn't take that the right way, and then somebody said something else, and then bingo. They weren't wasting any time, and the guys really at that point didn't seem to care that much. They were, you know, they were giving off the vibe that says, you know, we're here, just appreciate us for being here. When and the mood of the room was really, you know, don't do us any favors, and so they were on their way. And at that point, I hadn't had dinner. And so I took the had bachelor.
Had you been with your first love all night?
Yeah. Yeah, big time.
The bottle? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then
we
took the guy out.
Can I ask?
At this point, it gets
the name of your first love on Saturday night? You probably had many lovers, but who was your main lover Saturday night?
Michelob Ultra.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how many times?
But I had several different lovers.
Ah,
yeah.
Michelob Ultra and Mr. Goose. Yeah.
Okay.
And right. Mr. Jägermeister.
Oh, okay.
Whiskey on beer, never fear. Beer on whiskey, mighty risky.
No, but that's not, you know, believe me. This stomach and this, you know, all the inner organs, they've seen all that. But the thing is, I hadn't had dinner. And then, so after the strippers left the hotel, and that was a disaster, we took Reggie out, like, in a cab and drove around trying to find, like, another party.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, that didn't look good. We drove by this one place. It looked too crowded. Uh-huh. And so we went back to the hotel. I got back to that hotel room. And when I got back, at this point, don't ask for any times because I have no idea. But all of the activity
What time was it like?
I have no idea. It took place in the block, you know, that little rough area of Baltimore.
By Polog Johnny's.
And I had asked I think the cab driver where the food was and where I could get some food. And he said, you can only get it, like, on the block. That's the only place that serves food.
It must have been after 2 a.m.
So it probably. Okay. And so I got back to the hotel room, and I got a food attack. You know, I've been trying to maintain myself on this diet. I got a food attack like I've never gotten before. To the tune of, I went out of my hotel room. I walked down the block through the drug dealers, through the hookers, just to get any kind of food, you know, hopefully really bad food for you, like, and I found it. There was this shop that sold chicken wings, chicken legs, and pizza.
Hey.
And this is, I am not, this is exactly what I ordered. They put it in a bag, and then I walked
after
back
Greg,
to the hotel.
After Greg Goose and Jägermeister.
What could go
and
wrong?
And, of course, your friend, the Ultra.
I had two of the chicken legs, but not like just drumsticks. The whole, you know, the whole, like, rear leg of
the leg
chicken.
And thigh.
The quarter, leg and the thigh.
Right. Quarter.
Chicken thing,
right.
Yeah, quarter.
Quarter.
Two quarters,
quarter, right?
Yeah. Four chicken wings, and two pieces of pizza. And I knocked out the two pieces of pizza, the four chicken wings, and one of the chicken quarters before literally I stopped eating because I couldn't eat anymore. And then I drifted off into blissful sleep.
I'm sure it was restful.
I woke up at, I guess, 8 or 8:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And I had a pain, like, right here, right in the sternum area, and it was one of those deals where if I had wanted to, I wouldn't have gotten sick, but I knew that I could if I wanted to, and my feeling at this point was get the poison out of your body.
Oh,
yeah.
And then once it started, I almost regretted that I had started because it was just non-stop. It was four in a row.
Wow.
Where it looked like a Monty Python movie.
Real
perfect. And then,
you are my hero.
It was coming out of both ends. And it was not pretty. I would not have been a pretty sight. But it was immediate. Here's how I knew it wasn't the hooch, because as soon as I got done, I felt immediately better. And that's when I drifted off into blissful sleep. But I had much maintenance to do in that room. When I got up at 10 o'clock, I think I called you probably about 10:30.
It said 10:40 on the thing.
At 10 o'clock,
you
I
said
was 10:40,
right?
And after you, you know, was into the shower and about a 3.5 hour tooth brushing that I did, and it was. But I was. I went into this bathroom after I woke up, so I slept for about another 2 hours. And when I got up again, I went into the bathroom. I'm like, oh my. Oh, oh dear. And because when I was...
Yeah.
I'm giving you the detail. I hope it's not grossing you out too much, but...
No.
When
I think it's romantic.
Thank you. And when I was getting sick, I was kind of sitting with my legs, like, right around, because I was that...
Oh.
And where I was sitting, there was a little problem, too.
Oh, yeah.
It was not pretty. I had...
Can you... I mean, be more specific.
Dollop.
Where you were sitting.
Yeah.
So you were...
Would allow room for the other thing.
Exactly. Yeah, and it was... I mean, I was... But here's the deal.
I think it's cute you're calling it food poisoning.
Well, no. I mean, if it had been booze poisoning, it would have happened that night. Because it would have been, you know... But I'm sure it didn't help that I had all that in my system.
Yeah. Did your shower drain look like... The movie Psycho.
Thank you.
Everybody has a talent.
The only thing that isolate wasn't... that.
The only thing that wasn't neat was that you know, I mean, I had it was the both sides. It was I was not. But the nice thing was that immediately after that, I felt immediately better.
Yes.
And was able to you know, to rally and enjoy the rest of my Sunday, which was great.
Good. Were you able
I was
to
very,
get a refund?
But it was not the best bachelor party I've ever been to.
Were you able to get a refund from the eater?
I don't think I'll ever see that eatery again. I would have even remembered how to get there.
Yeah, it sounds to me like all you guys were in thinking as one with these whores. Yeah, you know, I use that term loosely. The dancers that came back.
Entertainers.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Rob. Was your buddy at all pissed that you were like the instigator?
No. You say even in my condition, I was very, very sensitive to that because I said, hey, I hope I didn't ruin this for everybody. Everybody's like, no, because they were all... The attitude was so bad. It was like the worst attitude I've ever seen. There was no... Usually, it's kind of a festive thing where it's like,
right.
Hey, boys, what's happening? I guess the vibe... You know, the fact that we had all been out for the evening that they didn't want... And maybe it was late for them to... Because this show was scheduled to go off at midnight.
Oh, at what time is this then?
Midnight. That's when they started the show.
That's their third show then.
See, I would assume that's something like their third show. And,
for a whore?
But, you know,
midnight, you know, that's like 3 p.m.
At a matinee. Yeah.
But the thing that they did at Buzz, and in fairness to you, at the place that they did, the manager there, I don't remember his name, but they treated me well, so well, in fact, that I asked for, which I was going to wear in, somehow it got lost in the evening, the Larry Flint Hustler Club vest.
Oh, cool.
Which I got and then gave to the bachelor, and somehow it went away. So I don't know where it ended up. But you know, not the best bachelor party I've ever been to.
I'm sorry about it.
But I think we all managed to have a pretty good time, you know.
Good.
Hey, you know, the thing about those joints, though, because you get a VIP area and they're kind of like telling you, you know, spend this for this. I forgot what the... I shouldn't say this, but man, to sit there, you got to buy a bottle of booze. And like you, there's a slight markup on the bottle of booze.
Charity.
You're not necessarily
like you can buy a bottle of Grey Goose vodka. You're not paying retail for it.
How much did you pay for a bottle of Grey Goose?
Really?
Yeah.
For the 12 of us, I think it was something like $400.
Oh wow,
man!
Well, you were there.
That's a little problem. Well,
you probably looked at their little menu.
I didn't do that. No, I didn't.
Well,
we did that
because everybody wanted to sit like in a group.
Yeah, for a group of people.
There should be some doorknob polishing.
Yeah.
I mean,
you would think.
Yeah, because a bottle of Grey Goose will run you about $35.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Every olive is $15.
It was worth it. So that was, you know, maybe what set the tone for the entire evening. I was just kind of irritated at that.
The whores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who you sent away?
Yeah.
Was their appearance less than stellar?
The
physical appearance?
The private dancers.
I mean,
I've certainly seen worse, but it wasn't that, you know, it wasn't that they were ugly. No, it had nothing to do with that.
Please be rating them physically, 1 to 10.
1 to 10, 6 and 7s.
Yeah, right there.
So with the bad attitude,
right.
You know, the
that
attitude,
brings their number like, down below the 5.
It does.
And everybody was really, I mean, they had the chair for the groom that was all set up.
Right.
They were going to do the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
They laid out the little quilt on the floor.
Oh, wow.
Good sign. You know, you've seen those shows. Yeah. We've had a few of those in here.
The setup from the quilt is the drop cloth.
It was, but nobody, I mean, I don't know if I'm alone in this because I didn't care. I don't think anybody in that group really cared.
They're
a bunch of good guys, and I don't think they gave a rat's ass. Because the attitude, the vibe was just so
negative that we said, you know, a little bit. But I like, my favorite part was reaching into the like, you know how the strippers always bring their little satchels with their goodies in it?
Yes.
And all the money was all crumpled up, and they just threw it. They threw it on the floor.
Bunch of $1 bills they throw back at you guys.
It was funny.
That is good.
So I don't know whether, there was one guy that was handling the money. I don't know if he got ripped off or not, but I think they gave all the money back, and then it was just like, whore! Heading down the hallway.
And that went well.
It went very well.
And it was off to dinner, then vomit.
It was, to call that dinner is an overstatement.
So you were on the block in Baltimore.
In the wee hours of the morning.
On a Saturday night.
By myself.
Between 2 and 4 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that I didn't get, rolled or anything like
you
that.
You might as well have been out there with a giant sandwich board saying...
I really
on the
like
front
a victim,
saying...
I'm sure I was staggering.
On the front it would say, rob me. And then the back would say, if you feel like it, rape me.
Because it was really like a quick shot from the hotel, but somehow on the way back... overshot it by about three blocks.
Don't do that. I had to stand out like a sore thumb.
No, that's the middle of the night, and the block is like, hey. No, I didn't, because there are
how are you fellas?
No, there are a lot of tragically white guys like me down on the block that are wandering, and they've got some. The Larry Flint place is the nicest place on the block.
Were you wearing your?
But I thought I'd say something nice.
I didn't realize that Larry Flint's place in Baltimore was actually physically on the block,
in the absolute middle of it.
Wow.
Smack dab in the middle of it.
When you were staggering, were you wearing the vest?
No.
That's good.
The vest got lost inside the club.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But the Buzz has been there. You go up like a flight of stairs, and then you go through their little gift shop.
Where is the...
complete with like this animatronic dummy inside a case. You know the women that always have that expression of surprise?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, the blow-up doll.
Oh,
yeah.
So it wasn't an animatronic of Larry?
No. But there are pictures of Larry on the wall.
Is there? That's
there
great.
Are pictures of Larry
What's the location of this place? Where is it in relation...
In the block.
Where is it in relation to Polog Johnny's, which is the place where you can get, like, sausages?
That's probably where I went. I don't know. I mean, but it's right on the main strip. I've never been to the... This is the first time I've ever been to the block. I've gone to in Baltimore have been all around there.
It's on a big corner. What seems like maybe the southern corner. I thought it was really at the end of the block, but...
Mike normally spends his time at the aquarium.
No. I go to Oriole Park at Camden Yards.
I go to the game.
But it was, whatever it was, I think it was not the fried chicken and not the pizza.
No.
It was the quarter of chicken it may have been. In fact, I was aware of this at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Just a tad underdone.
Bouncy?
But it didn't matter to me at that point. I was oh so hungry.
Mm-hmm.
But the good news is no weight gain.
You ever have not yet.
Right.
You ever have chicken like that, and you take a bite, and you realize that this is what it must be like to eat someone else?
Yes.
Yeah
like a human?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, cannibalistic. It's...
The worst thing about that chicken is normally the outside is cooked, so the texture changes as you bite into it.
It is.
And you're like...
And of course, what I was doing, I was taking the drumstick and holding the end of the thigh and like biting right into the joint.
Mm, yeah.
You know, so
like
it was,
Henry VIII.
Where it's cooked at least. And the thing is, I had the leftover wings that had been gnawed on and the entire uneaten...
Other
chicken quarter that I had like wedged into those baby trash cans they have in hotels. And that was in the bathroom.
Wedged in your pillowcase.
It's not a pillow.
That was wedged in there. And so when I got done and I kind of cleaned up, I got that wafting odor of chicken again, and I thought it was going to start all over again.
Yeah,
you know. But a good time was to have. What a wonderful evening I had.
You look fine.
So many of those lately.
Survived.
Yeah, it was just... What's that?
You look fine today.
Of course I'm fine. I was fine yesterday after I got that. Yeah. I like that. I wish, I almost wish I could do that every time I ate a big meal.
You can.
Then I'd have an eating disorder.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. Hello there.
Tell him
what. I don't want to tell him. I'm right here.
You can tell him yourself.
You tell him.
Mike is right here.
Hey, Mike. I just want to say that was the 200 block of East Baltimore.
200 block of East Baltimore.
And nowhere near Polog Johnny's.
Oh, okay. Thank you, friend. Because that's my only knowledge of the block is Polog Johnny's.
I believe the man who served me the food may have been of Middle Eastern extraction.
Impossible.
Not Polish?
No, not Polish. He didn't look Polish to me. He didn't look like a Baltimore native either.
Not a Mike Show. Hello. Hello?
Yes?
You're on the air. You are on the air.
Miracle of miracles.
We're up here on the rooftop where people are having six-pack parties.
People are not behaving here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Hi, people.
Hey, listen, I'm a cop. I work right up the street from the hospital club.
Oh, yeah. How dangerous was that walk I took?
For those who serve in Baltimore, thank you.
Let me tell you this.
Yeah.
He is very lucky.
I'm right here.
Around.
Sir, I'm right here.
I'm sorry.
I know that. And the concept that I sit in this studio and do the show, I know is lost on a lot of people, but I'd like to say, once and for all, based on Friday's show and today's show, I am here. If you have something to say, I'm right here, sir, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Now, you're a cop on the block. Was that dangerous, what I did?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Very bad. I think last weekend we had a triple stabbing. 50 feet from the front door of that place.
It's better than Shepard Smith.
This is not good for business.
And a man, as handsome with as much to offer as Mike, walking down the street with his sweater tied around his neck.
My tennis sweater, Don.
Tennis sweater.
And tennis shorts. That's what I was wearing.
And that place is in the 400 block of East Baltimore. The actual address is 409.
Ah, well, right. Kind of a rough neighborhood. I mean, you got a lot of people yelling at you out there.
Yeah, and as Mike said, it is the best place on the block.
On the block.
Well, keep it safe for us, all right?
There's another endorsement.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was just wondering if that was a Karen Carpenter Blue Plate special.
Similar to it, but you know, really, I know that we are not supposed to promote eating disorders on this show, but
no.
That's a really great way to like get that out of your system.
You can promote it. Mm-hmm. Who said you can't promote eating disorders?
You're going to have to settle to be half bulimic.
Yeah,
hi. Just the binging.
Hi, Mike O'Mara for bulimia. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, this is Robin Williams. It's my 64th birthday, and I want everyone to know about it. Actually, make that Robin Leach. I'm sorry, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, he blew it. He got it all ramped up and he blew it.
God, Rich Little's not even funny anymore.
Don and Mike, hello there. Hola.
Hello.
You are
hey,
on
Mike.
The air. Hi.
I just want to say that I'm with you. Over the weekend, I had two bottles of Jack and I think I ate a bad oyster that made me throw up.
That must be it.
That's what it was. A bad oyster.
Only takes one.
Oh, I know. I see. Yeah. Okay. I get it. I get jokes.
Hello, Don and Mark Show.
I wasn't spinning or nothing.
Hello. Really, the room wasn't spinning at all?
Like what Dean Martin said. You know, you ain't drunk if you can lie on the floor without holding on.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
That's great. I'll give you an example.
You know,
I think Dave Price from the Supernome?
Sadly, either it was Dave Price or a guy from Baltimore with a bad cell.
It was the sound of fried chicken.
Oh, there. Don and Mike Show.
Oh, you know.
Climbing up through Mike's intestine.
Oh, God.
I want out.
Making its way past the lungs, the liver. Hi, liver. And crawling up your throat.
I think when there's food in my system, it actually tries to get away from the liver. It runs and hides. Run and hide, like Andy Garcia says.
That's what the liver says to every other thing.
What I want you to do now, pancreas, is run and hide.
Hello.
Run and hide, kidneys.
And don't let me find you down there by the spleen. Run and all big and bad.
Run and hide.
Congratulations, bladder. I have three words for you. Run and hide.
There you go. That's what I want you to do right now. This is my advice to you. Run and hide.
Here you go.
I love that scene.
Here's Mike's... this is the food to your body part?
This is the liver talking to one of the other organs. I'm not sure which organ it is.
All right. Now, I have complied with your every request.
It's talking to the kidney. It's talking to the kidney.
Right, because we've had everything we want to
filtered
drink tonight.
Everything you needed filtered, and
absolutely.
He's talking to the kidneys. It doesn't want he doesn't want any more.
Good, because now I have one of my own. Run and hide. Run and hide.
Now why would he be telling that part of your body to run and hide?
He's talking to that too.
Because you're going to have
from the inside part.
The duodenum.
They're all frightened.
Listen, a-hole. Listen, kidney. Listen, liver.
Liver. Picked up next week by a $100,000 sports car in Newport Beach. I'm going to be supremely disappointed because I want my people to find you. And when they do, rest assured, we're not going to hand you over to the police. So my advice to you again is this. Run and hide.
Run and hide. Mike's liver.
We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
This is a perfect chance to get you kids some nice church shoes.
What do we need church shoes for? Jesus wore sandals.
Well, maybe if he had better art support, they wouldn't have caught him.
The Don and Mike Show.
Get ready for Ding Dong and Goat Screw.
Yeah.
Because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara on vacation for a couple of weeks. It's just me. Unless Sherry Joe Ardinger with you on this fine Wednesday afternoon, night before Christmas, for the NFL season starts tomorrow. Anyway, best of Don and Mike, we're having a great time today, aren't we? And it doesn't stop. It's time for... Hold on, I found this earlier. Let me find this again. It's time for... A visit from Dr. James Capers on the best of Don and Mike.
It's an old friend. Pleased to be going to drjamescapers.com.
With what?
Of course, the celebrity that the good doctor most resembles is Little Richard.
Right. Certainly the way he sounds.
Yeah. How about you got? Are you on the side? Is he wearing his beautiful outfit? There he is.
I'm just to the first page. I'm sure I can find a better picture, but this pretty much illustrates your point.
Now, let's see. We talked to James Capers about twice a year on the show.
Right. And remember, the deal used to be when we'd call him live, he would pretend to be his own secretary.
Yes, yes, sir. Hello.
I'll get the doctor for you.
Hello.
Now, here are the things that he is ready. He sent Rob an email saying he would like to talk about, he has a prediction about an earthquake. He has his clairvoyant Hollywood gossip. He has a story about an American priest who died on a train 10 years ago on the Palace on Wheels in India and appears to Dr. Capers now.
Wow.
He's coming to him in his dreams.
The guy that died on a train?
But, and I agree here that the one that everybody talked and the one that we would like to ask him about is his recent trip to Panama at the Church of El Negro Jesus.
Really?
Huh. Yes, Dr. Capers encountered an alien hybrid, 7 feet tall, and the head, 4 sizes bigger than a human's head. Elongated arms.
You, Rob.
Past the knees and long, thin fingers.
An alien hybrid.
El Negro Jesus.
Hmm.
That's the church he was at.
Wow.
So let's call him.
Well, he's always got interesting things to say.
He's fine.
And he does sound like Little Richard. It's a very tiny picture, but here he is in his Swami hat. You might ask him if he's wearing his Swami hat.
Okay, there he is. Made me laugh. Now, hold on. I got this dialing.
I'm sorry.
619.
Yeah, bust my bitches.
Why don't I just give out the number on the air, dummy? Just read it out. I'm talking to myself.
On his voicemail this morning, he said he was in his prayer chamber.
Oh, a chamber.
Yes. He's praying for us.
He always answers the phone in a fun way.
Dr. James Capers. Now, remember, we've gone to him over the guy who's got the world's longest eyebrow.
Right.
My bitches and cut my credit card.
Yeah. All right, everybody, from drjamescapers.com.
About time you talk to us.
Here is Dr. Capers. Dr. Capers, it's Don and Mike. What's happening?
How wonderful to be with both of you today. I'm so excited.
You sound excited, Doctor.
Let's talk about your trip to Panama at the Church of the El Negro Jesus. I'm just reading your press release, sir.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm going to tell you the truth. This actually did happen, guys. You know what? I always did this, and now I guess it's being done to me. When people start talking about flying saucers and alien abductions, I always used to cover my mouth and do a little tee-hee-hee, you know?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
How did that sound when that happened,
guys? I'm guilty. Now, look, everybody's doing tee-hee-hee to me.
You found an alien.
Sir, I found what is called a hybrid, which is an alien mixed with human DNA.
Oh, it's not
okay, what about now?
Okay, go ahead now. I don't care. You know what? I tell you one thing. I'll take it to my grave. I'll take it to my grave.
This El Negro Jesus, now, is this the name of the alien or the name of the church?
No. Actually, what happened was I went to visit this church. It's called I think it's the Church of the Black Christ.
Uh-huh.
That's English translation to it, and I wanted to see it because they had a black Christ that was on a cross that was taken down to Panama years and years ago, and I wanted to see it, and it was a Catholic church, and that was the reason why I was down in that area. It's all the way up in the mountains. But guys, first of all, I want to tell you that aliens had been spotted in Panama since April of 1936, and we've had professors from Yale University.
Why don't you just stop and take a breath?
Wow. This is your first alien sighting, Doctor.
I know. Isn't that awful?
So the church is called El Negro Jesus because it's about a black Jesus.
Yeah, okay. It was about a black Christ who was put on the cross, and they had sent it down to Panama because the Catholic Church at that time was trying to incorporate all of the people inside the church. So they sent a black Christ down on the cross down to this church. And basically, I wanted to see the cross and the Christ on the cross and all that kind of stuff.
But during your travels, you bumped into an alien and human mix?
Yeah. And
the hybrid, Mike.
The hybrid.
And the thing is, the alien gets about 60 miles to the gallon.
Well, you know what? Go ahead and laugh if you want to.
Right.
But, you know, I'm taking a group down there. We're taking film and stuff. And this is the strangest thing.
What's that?
That it was about 7-8 foot tall, had a big, huge head. And in the back of the head, there was no hair on the head. In the back, there was a huge crease. In the back where the back is, and it was like where the brain is, where there's an actual natural crease in the brain.
This was a living creature, Doctor?
Living creature moving in everything.
Could the whole nine yards. Could the creature talk?
Right? Telepathically.
Telepathically. Oh my God.
Telepathic anyway.
How many suckers were in this tour group?
Pardon?
How many patrons were in this tour group?
Well, there was only two of us.
Uh-huh.
We were only on a trip to go up into the mountains and to the waterfalls. And plus, the church was a stop by.
Did you find the alien at the waterfall?
No, it was actually outside of the church.
Ah.
It was over in a pavilion. And
the El Negro church.
The arms were so long, guys. He had long arms. Long fingers, long legs, and it was just incredible.
Was it a he or a she?
Well, I said he. Yeah, it looked like a he to me.
Uh-huh.
It was Shaquille O'Neal.
You would know. Did he talk?
Telepathically.
He said,
why
did they call Radio Shack? I'm sorry, what doctor?
I said, read my lips.
did he move?
Yes, he did move. Basically, what message that I got and I received from this hybrid was that there was a colony up in that geographical part of the world.
Of carnival workers.
And that there were multiple ones.
Now, listen, all kidding aside, did the alien resemble James Carville?
No, I can't explain it. A big face.
Right, that's James Carville.
That would be...
That's James Carville, right?
I've never seen anybody with a big head that big.
Was he was he with anybody? Was he clothed
with Mary Matlin?
Very good question. Now there you go.
Good question,
yes,
Mike.
There was.
There you go, Mike. Thank you.
What
was he wearing?
He was with someone. There was an elderly woman. She looked like she was about 87 years old, sitting down in a chair, and she looked like she was blind from where I was standing. And he
George Michael.
Anyway, what
so
about
with a blind old lady?
What about the woman?
She was sitting in a chair, and I was discerning that when he was speaking to me that she was the one who the aliens had played patty cake with.
So she was the mother of the alien.
She was the natural mother of the hybrid.
Did you talk to her at all?
No, I was too scared to get into Bowser, come on.
Well, you might have asked her if she was impregnated by aliens.
Oh, come on, guys. Come on now.
Yeah.
Okay. This was shocking. It was provocative. It was unusual.
Of course. Dr. Capers, let's talk about when the next earthquake is going to happen. Tell us now, when is the next earthquake going to hit America or Europe or wherever?
Well, I just left Chile, Santiago, just about 2 weeks ago, and I'm discerning that there's going to be a huge earthquake down in that geographical part of the world.
When? We'd like to write this one down.
90 days.
Well, they're having terrible floods down there right now.
Well, they're going to have earthquakes down there pretty soon. Really bad earthquakes.
Wow. Where else did your travels take you, Doctor?
Well, I just got back from India before that, and I saw a ghost on the train.
You saw aliens and
ghosts on the train. What is it?
Now, see, now, you wait a minute. Let's go back up. See, now, the ghost that I saw on the train was verified that the government of India sent the minister of tourism to board the train the night after I saw the ghost.
Huh. And he saw it?
No, she had dinner with me, and she spoke and told me that everything that I told her was 100% true about the ghost that was on the train.
Sure. Did you teabag this woman?
No! I told her that I was laying down in the bed, and the bathroom door flew open.
Yeah.
And a white man stepped out in his boxers. I said, Lord have mercy, Jesus. I know good and well I'm not having a flashback from the past.
Wow.
Dr. Capers?
Yes.
Exactly. What are you a doctor of again? I keep forgetting.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have my bachelor's degree in behavior science, my master's in counseling psychology,
mm-hmm.
and I have my doctorate in the philosophy of religious studies.
Okay, then let's find out. You always have clairvoyant Hollywood gossip.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't even let me finish about the ghost, but that's fine. I'll tell you what we got for the Hollywood gossip.
Good. Thank you.
I saw clairvoyant agency. That's me.
Uh-huh.
Now, the ghost of Marilyn Monroe came to me and talked to me about Tyra Banks.
Tyra Banks?
What about Tyra Banks?
Oh, the supermodel, and she just ran a new television show.
Right.
Told me that she had a fictitious disease called sleep-em-up-itis.
Called what?
Sleep-em-up-itis.
Sleep-em-up-itis.
Now, this is a disease caused the person to sleep with everybody to get their way to the top.
Oh.
Well, now.
Wow.
Also causing a Machiavellian characteristic, the ends justify the means.
So she's a bad girl, according to Marilyn Monroe.
But let me tell you the spirit of Sammy Davis Jr., the Candyman.
Yes, the Candyman.
Yes, he came to speak to me about Michael Jackson.
Oh, what did Sammy Davis Jr. say about Michael?
Tell you all about it.
Yeah, please.
Okay. The glove one is suffering from a major bout of depression, and it's physically weak. In addition, having problems eating, and it's constipated.
Like Elvis,
stop there.
The one keeps himself in isolation most of the time, and has developed a fear of people.
All right, let's review. Dr. Capers has told us that he went to the church El Negro Jesus, where he met an alien hybrid and also met the woman who apparently gave birth to him.
Now, that alone would be an incredible story.
He also had a ghost of a priest on a train.
In India.
India, right.
It was verified by the government.
He's predicting an earthquake in Chile in the next 60 to 90 days.
Right.
And
I spoke to me about that. Brad Pitt, too.
And Marilyn Monroe told him that Tyra Banks is sleeping around.
What about Brad Pitt, Doctor?
Well, the spirit of Vincent Price, Mr. Horror himself,
gave
a horror story about Brad Pitt.
What's Vincent Price?
Told me that Brad Pitt went to the hospital because he caught a yeast infection.
Vincent
Price told me that Brad should tie up his camel, especially since it has now sprung a leak. Anybody want to break it? Make some friends, because Brad got the yeast.
So Vincent Price contacted you to tell you that
Brad Pitt has
the yeast infection. Okay. Well, Dr. Capers, as always, it's informative. It certainly is better than the nightly news.
Now, let us know when you're going to have that next tour down to Panama to see the alien hybrid.
Oh, that's within 2 weeks.
Very good.
And the website is drjamescapers.com. We believe in you, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Everything we know you say is the truth.
our best to Vincent Price, Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, Sammy Davis Jr.
Brad Pitt, Sammy Davis Jr. Michael Jackson. Oh, yes, incidentally.
Don't forget about Prince Charles.
What about Prince Charles?
He knows how to
think. You know what happened? The spirit of Liberace came to me.
Yeah?
And he told me that if you remember about 9 months ago, Prince Charles Butler filed in court sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Prince himself.
Right. Yes.
And that all of a sudden the case miraculously disappeared.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the prince himself paid the piper.
Oh, so he paid the extortion fee.
He paid him to sweep it under the table.
Thanks to Liberace for that. Yeah.
Outspoken. So it's Liberace, Marilyn Monroe, and
Sammy Davis Jr.,
Vincent Price, among the dead celebrities.
Not to mention the alien ghost. I mean, the alien hybrid and the ghost on the train.
Right. And if you're living in Chile, watch out. Earthquake in the next 90 days.
Very scary.
All right, Dr. Capers, we'll check in again soon.
Love you guys. We love you so much.
Have a good Labor Day.
We love you.
Okay.
Pray for Jerry's kids.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, doctor.
Bye.
Wow. Very good. He knows how to drop a name, doesn't he? Oh, forgot to ask him who he was traveling with.
Yeah.
We always forget that.
It's like once every 6 months.
Yes.
He's gold, Jerry. I'm telling you, that's gold. we got a break. We'll be right back.
All right.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests. We did. But you can't hold a whole fraternity responsible for the behavior of a few sick, perverted individuals. Or if you do, then shouldn't we blame the whole fraternity system? And if the whole fraternity system is guilty, then isn't this an indictment of our educational institutions in general?
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the best of Don and Mike.
That's right. Best of Don and Mike for a couple of weeks. Don and Mike on a much-deserved, much-needed vacation. I'm your host, legendary Joe Artinger with, you know what? This seems like a good place to do this. Don't forget, this segment brought to you by Ford. Bold moves. Now let's get right back into Best of Don and Mike. And I played the Animal House drop. That means that they've got an interview coming up with one Peter Rieger. I forget which one he was in the movie, but I remember he's a very nice guy. Very, very nice guy. So let's listen to Best of Don and Mike interview with Peter Rieger.
Let's bring in Peter Rieger. I mean, the guy is, I think, a very talented actor.
Oh, I love Peter. I really do.
We all...
I didn't mean anything by that.
Everybody knows him from Animal House.
Right. And a bunch of, he's been in a million things.
You know what else he was great in? You probably will not even want to talk about. I think Peter Rieger's greatest role ever. I'll tell him when he gets in here.
Here he is right now. Hi, yeah. Peter.
How are you doing?
Hi, I'm How are you?
Nice to meet you, sir.
How are you? Nice to meet you. I'm Mike.
I'm truly a big fan.
Traveling pal, assistant.
Hi there. Lisa. Hi, yeah. How are you? Have a seat, relax, pull up a microphone.
I know you want to talk about your new stuff.
Talk whatever you want to talk
about. Okay. Your greatest role, in my humble opinion? Barbarians at the Gate.
Oh, thanks.
I love it.
They played up Peter Cohen, right?
Yes.
Peter yeah. Cohen.
The guy, fantastic. The thing with James Garner and the RJR and Nabisco thing.
Mm-hmm.
When that finally came out on DVD, I was thrilled. I love Barbarians at the Gate.
Well, Larry Gelbart, who's the writer, is he's terrific. He used to write all those MASH episodes,
right?
A million Broadway plays. He's quite a guy.
So look at you. I mean, you're a real actor now. You started off in Animal House. You know, I mean, at least that's where we first saw.
Yeah, that's the first film. But I had started in 1971 back in New York City doing plays and, you know, getting in trouble.
There's an obscure movie that you did with Burt Lancaster that I've watched a million times. I just love it, and it's called Local Hero.
Local Hero.
And yeah. it takes place in Scotland, right?
Scotland. The Highlands of Scotland.
And was that fun to make that? Just, I mean, over there, it's so beautiful, that scene, the scenery over there. It just looks like it might have been a blast to do that.
Well, I was there for about 9 weeks in May and June of... I guess, 82. And the sun doesn't go down until midnight.
Right.
Goes up at
right.
3 in the morning. It's mm-hmm. spectacular.
It's beautiful.
People are great, and whiskey's brilliant.
And I think we mentioned a million times The Sopranos.
Sopranos.
That is one of the defining scenes when you're there with Tony's Gumar.
Girlfriend, yeah.
And he beats you with the belt.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
it's amazing how much fun people get out of Mike getting beat.
Really, though.
It was pretty intense.
In your whole career, and I think you're a pretty famous guy. I mean, I think you're really an unheralded actor, and I really think you're very talented.
Thank you.
I'm not trying to give you a prostate exam.
Please.
But the question would be, when people see you, how much of that now from The Sopranos, because that is so friggin' popular.
You know, it's hard to measure where people, usually it begins, either it's immediate,
right.
because they know me from a particular movie or
right.
television show, or they think we went to high school together, camp, I'm a distant relative, and usually it's, do I know you? And I, of course, have to explain, I don't think so. Or they say, how would I know you? And, of course, I don't have a clue how you would know.
And you don't really want to deal with that, I would imagine.
Oh, it's fun. It's okay. It's
right.
just that I if somebody, even if they know you're an actor, they may, you know, you have to be really, really famous for most of the country to recognize you.
I would imagine it would be frustrating, though, if you know, obviously, a lot of people that are in show business, they're getting recognized and having your work acknowledged is something very pleasant.
Part of the deal.
But to sit at, in an airport lounge somewhere and someone says, how do I know you? And you realize that in order to really do this, you're going to have to give some sort of bio to them. I don't think that would be a very nice task.
Well, I learned early on, and almost every actor has probably gone through this experience, when you're first starting out and somebody recognizes you, it's a jolt. It's absolutely fascinating,
mm-hmm. right?
And usually they'll say, how do I know you?
Mm-hmm.
And every time in the first couple of years, I would answer, and they'd always say, no, that's not it.
Right.
So I would have to stop doing it because it was, until I realized that the question was, could you look in my brain and just figure out how I know you? So it gets to be a bit much.
We will not totally live in the past.
We'll live in the past.
Love to talk about your new movie, but with Animal House, which for all of us, I'm 47, he's
right.
46. Buzz over there is much older.
Buzz is in his 70s.
That's
so
true.
Yep.
When that movie came out, when you guys were making it, did you realize that it would be the type of a movie that someone like me, I was 21 at the time,
right,
sat in the theater with my friend Howard Hoffman
mm-hmm.
after we saw it,
right,
with our jaws on the floor, saying that we had never seen a movie like that in our freaking lives. Like, every joke that you ever made was in it. Did you
right.
guys have any idea?
All we knew was that the script was fantastic and that the cast was excellent.
Yes.
And matched up to the parts. And Landis was a riot. I hadn't really known him. And for most of us, it was a lot of our first films. Kevin Bacon, myself, Karen
right.
Allen, Jamie Widows. And Tim Matheson was an actor since he was a kid, about 13, 14. So he was the most experienced of us all. And for me, half the fun was being with Donald Sutherland and Verna Bloom and John Vernon.
Right.
And But you don't really know. You have no idea, especially something that's so culturally significant.
Because nobody has a clue.
And when you say culturally significant, having I really consider it a privilege to have being in college when that movie came out, because it transformed colleges and universities all over America. It went from, with all due respect,
it did.
From institutes of higher learning to to Party Central. I mean, how many toga parties were there in the first year after that movie came out? It was mind-boggling.
I got a call from Ohio State University about a month after the movie opened. I don't know how they got my number, but some guy says, is this Peter Regan? And I said, yes. And I heard a noise on the other end of the phone. I thought it was like an ocean wave, I said, who are you? And he tells me his name. He's calling from Ohio State University. I said, where are you? He said, I'm in an arena with 15,000 people wearing togas. Could you say a line from the movie? I said, are you nuts? He said, any line, please, any line. So I said something like, Otis, my man. And the place exploded. I thought, oh, my God.
Speaking of Otis, do you remember years and years ago, we're walking through St. Louis Airport,
yeah,
and we see Otis Day on the night. Yeah, he's there with his band. And I mean, how many times do you think he got Otis, my man, when he'd be walking around?
I think he changed his name to Otis Day.
He did. I think so.
So if you guys knew it was funny going in, but you didn't know it was going to be what it was, when you started getting calls, and they're from Ohio State with 15,000 people, and then you had to be, when you'd be out on the street, you would see people who would say, they had to say, you know, we didn't say dude back then, but they would say, you know.
Well, they'd yell out lines from the movie to me. Mm-hmm. They'd yell out the character's name, Boone. They'd yell out things that I said in the film. They'd give you drugs. I mean, it was a very exciting thing.
And that's, now, I'm glad you brought that up, because we're not going to go like down the John Belushi road. We don't care about that. We care about you. Did you get laid a lot after
I had a girlfriend, and we were together for, I guess, until the 1980, and I was a good boy. So let's put it this way. If I wanted, I could have had room and board and the farmer's daughter in any town in this country.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
it was intense.
You know, when you talk about a movie like that, I always like to ask, because sometimes you get an interesting answer, who was the most, of that cast, who was the most naturally funny person? The person without the dialogue, without somebody who was on the set who was a funny guy? Because, I mean, when you have that many people involved in a movie like that.
Well, obviously me.
There you go. Good answer.
Thank you very much. Actually, everybody was pretty funny. Mm-hmm. Jamie Widows was very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Belushi, obviously. You know, it just was an insanely wonderful time. It was the first film I had done. I was 30, so I was relatively old compared to
the... You were 30 then?
Yeah, I looked really young.
You did. Wow. I mean, you looked like a college kid back then.
Well, I did look very young. I mean, you know, the reason I gave Belushi the line, you know, 7 years of college down the drain, is because he looked older than all of us. But we were in Eugene, Oregon, next, you know, right where the University of Oregon is.
Right.
It was 7 weeks of the most hysterical fun, and all we were hoping for was that Landis would cut it well and Universal would distribute it well. No, nobody had a clue. Now, you just never know.
How much did that make at the box office compared to what movies make now?
Well, it probably grossed over $100 million, and it cost at the time less than $3 million.
Wow.
So relative to its cost, it was like a monster.
And the other thing I remember about Animal House was the first movie that I remember, and this is, of course, before VCRs or DVDs or anything, it was in theaters, as far as I can remember, almost for a year.
It seemed like it played for us.
It would be like, okay, we've changed seasons again. What do you want to go see at the movies? Well, we could go see Animal House again.
It still plays. I've been traveling with this movie I directed
for
7 months, and somewhere they asked me to come and introduce the midnight screening in which, you know, the grandchildren of my peers are now appearing, you know. I've actually had kids come up to me for literally decades now, saying, you're the reason, not me, but the movie was the reason they wanted to go to college. And you're sort of going, what did you study?
That's the point. And thank you, Peter, because we didn't study.
You didn't study, yeah.
Great.
And when you were on The Sopranos, now, are you killed off on The Sopranos? Or
no, he's not dead yet.
He's not dead yet. Are you going to be in the season that's been done? Do you know yet?
You know, they had asked me to do it the fifth season, but I was busy doing the film that I'm here to talk about. But then, it's going to do another year, and, you know, if they want me back, I'd be thrilled.
Because I liked your character on that. I mean, like I said, I'm a fan of yours, but I liked your character, that you were a guy that was in business with Tony.
Oh, yeah.
You were a politician, and you got your hand in his pocket and everybody else, and then with his Guman, and, you know, I mean, he didn't really hit you with that. I mean, of course not with that belt.
You know, it's not a real belt, but I mean, it's...
It's a balsa wood belt.
It's close. Pretty close. It wasn't styrofoam, maybe.
You know, new movie.
We have to work, you know, we had to choreograph it. But
right.
The great thing about Jimmy Gandolfini is, first of all, he's a fantastic actor, but
say how much I like that you called him Jimmy. That's so
Jimmy Gandolfini. Oh, that's Hollywood,
that's what
man. I love that.
Jimmy G.
That's his name. I mean,
that's right.
James to his butler, I guess. But, but he is great to work with, and I let him, you know, I had the props guy give me the belt before, and I said, look, whack me a couple of times, I got to see what I'm in for.
Oh,
I couldn't feel a thing. So I went to Gandolfini and said, look, we can have a ball here. Just, and what he was terrific about is he had the prop guy hit him. because I have a feeling he thought I was just trying to be a nice guy.
Right.
But once he knew that he was clear, then, I mean, that I was safe, then the rest of it is just, you know, you act your tuckers off.
I want to ask one question about The Sopranos, because we're all fans of it, and I think, like all the fans of the show, we get frustrated with the length of time between episodes. I've always been, you're always working, you're in a bunch of different things, but I would think that for some of the regular cast members on The Sopranos, is there any frustration there with some of the actors, the length of time between these episodes? Does that, keep these guys in limbo or anything like that?
No, I think the way it's worked out for the cast and the writers and the director and the crew is that they've made something, equally culturally important, and they're happy to stretch it out. I don't think they care.
Okay. I was just curious.
No, I don't think so. I think the audience, you know, obviously it's designed to make you hungry to see the show, which is very smart. I think most series are omnipresent. You know, you just see too much of them.
Right.
But this is a...
But there's got to be a happy medium between the way they're playing hardball with us.
Well, I think it's really... It's not related to anything other than... David Chase, who's the main writer, has to see the entire season in order for all those 10 or 12 episodes to make sense, and that just takes a good 3 to 6 months to figure out. I mean, it's a story. He's creating a story in the form of like a Dickens novel. So I don't think it's really that manipulative. It certainly helps, but I think it's more related to the time needed to create the all the storylines. That's a lot of balls to keep in the air.
You know what I was going to say about it? I saw the title of Peter's new film, and I think it's very exciting. You'll be excited that he's actually, that somebody's finally making a biopic of Larry King.
It's not even though
King of the Corner is not
one of Larry King.
Shocking.
Larry King.
It's really long overdue.
One of his big crutches is when Larry King wants to appear to be a man of the people. I'm Larry of the Corner.
I'm
Larry of the Corner.
I'm just the kid from the corner in Brooklyn.
Is that like J-Lo, right? Isn't she?
Yeah. Jenny from the block. Right. I'm Larry of the Corner.
Larry of the Corner.
Larry of the Corner.
So King of the Corner is not a biopic of Larry King, Peter? Oh.
King of the Corner is based on a collection of short stories by a writer in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Sorry. I'm very upset about that.
Let him do his plug now, Mike.
All right.
And it's the short stories were called Bad Jews and Other Stories, which I thought was an hysterical title.
Mm-hmm.
The short stories were great. I chose two of them.
Okay.
And came up with the screenplay. In the cast, is Isabella Rossellini, Eli Wallach, Eric Bogosian, Dominic Chianese, Harris Yulin, Beverly D'Angelo, Rita Moreno. It's a really good group.
Wow. We were just discussing Rita Moreno the other day. Well, with Hurricane Rita.
Yeah, you were talking about West Side Story, right?
Well, Hurricane, no, I'm serious.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Mm-hmm. But she's...
I thought you had the Larry from the Corner tag.
This is Larry Page.
Oh, here it is. Okay.
I'm Larry of the Corner.
There it is.
See?
That's Larry Page.
Larry of the Corner.
Here it is again.
I'm Larry of the Corner.
Mm-hmm. I'm Peter from the gutter.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Have you ever talked to Larry?
I think one time, and I can't remember where. Hello, Larry.
Hello.
I can't remember.
I'm Larry.
I'm Heine Manush.
I'm curious. I want to know why.
Oh, these guys are terrible.
I'm lying in bed. There's a minister over there.
Oh, God.
People are all gathering around the bed.
This is amazing. You have a collection of Larry.
Oh, we have a larger collection than you can imagine.
Yes, we do. Isn't that right, Larry, huh?
Probably yes.
Yeah. Probably yes.
Do you like Peter?
Nope.
Oh, come on. Be honest. Don't be a jerk.
Sometimes not.
Oh, come on. Be honest.
It was funny.
No, it wasn't funny.
God.
Larry, what's the thing you're thinking about right now?
A boy.
All right.
Oh, what was that?
A boy.
A boy.
A boy. Oh, my God.
We have fun with that.
I want to see it all.
This is... I don't think I've ever heard this before.
A boy.
You were not born. You were made in a toy factory.
I mean, let's just do this all day.
I'm sorry, your movie is King of the Corner, and here we are.
I'm Larry of the Corner.
Would you mind taking some calls as we continue to talk about your movie? Because I almost forgot we've got all of our lines for you here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on
the
Peter
Rieger.
Hello, go ahead.
Yes, Peter, I was just wondering if Amadeus ever hit on you on the set of Animal House.
Did Amadeus ever hit on me? Man, this is the most hysterical show. No.
The actor's name. Who is the actor's
name? Tommy Hall.
Yeah, that's right.
Nominated for the Academy Award.
You got to be kidding me.
Never kid, Larry. Where am I? I feel like I've been hit by Muhammad Ali.
God, my head's ringing. It's only round two.
Unbelievable.
I know what you mean. You guys should pay me after this is over. I haven't done more time with an abstract voice.
Come on.
I'm
get
serious.
Basically, my style is one of utter...
Butter.
It's
that's
almost
a cow.
I don't want to say naivety. I'm curious.
This is hysterical. It took me an hour to get here. Joe had to direct me like he was an airport guy bringing in a plane.
I knew I'd live this long, I'd take better care of myself.
Yeah, but I... Oh, my God.
I'm the oldest person in a lot of places now.
What the audience doesn't know is I'm tied to a chair, and I'm going to be here for a week.
You have no choice.
Listening to this. Oh, my God. Not another cupcake, please. Heavy breathing from Larry King.
Oh, man.
Shut up.
Come boy. The nature of the beast.
It certainly is.
Okay, here we go.
I feel like Jerry Mahoney.
Hello. Don and Mike Show, you're on with Peter Rieger. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Peter.
Get me out of here.
Can't help you, my friend.
Yeah.
Hey, loved you in Animal House.
Thank you.
Seriously, my all-time favorite film was Local Hero.
Thank you.
I'm glad somebody else acknowledges one. That movie.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And not to put myself in the stalker category, but my wife and I actually flew to Scotland and lived in the hotel where you...
Way to go.
And the soundtrack, it plays on a loop endlessly.
Well, the great thing about Scotland is any place you go, they'll tell you, for reasons of making money, that the movie was shot in their hotel, in their bathroom. But it's great that you went there. It's a beautiful place.
So you're a big fan of Peter's.
Oh, my God.
What's his address?
No, it's not that close.
I mean, at home.
This movie is going to be playing at the Bethesda Row Theater, and I'm going to be answering questions from the audience after all screenings on Friday and Saturday.
You know, I lost my card about it.
So if you want to come down, I'll be there.
This is King of the Corner.
King of the Corner at Bethesda Row.
Yeah.
It'll be there at least a week, and if we make some money, they'll just keep it going.
Oh, good.
Well, you know, but come down. I'll be happy to say hello to you.
Should be making money with that cast. That's an incredible cast of people. Yeah.
This movie opens tomorrow in D.C. at the Landmark E Street.
No, not Landmark E Street. They moved it. It's now Bethesda Row.
You know, I find
Bethesda. But that's also a Landmark Theater.
Ah.
That's okay.
Bethesda Row Theater.
That's right.
Can you give me just a second?
Take your time.
Yeah, he's got to take care. He was given some wrong information, Peter, and this is what we have to do.
We're
going to
fix
that.
You embarrass me.
No, I know that was the information I was given. Ask
you embarrass me. You embarrass
never.
Me. You embarrass Mike.
You embarrass us in front of an actor, and you know what that means.
Damn you.
Mm-hmm.
Damn you.
Untie me.
It's fun to watch.
Thank you.
Bye.
Now, listen, hold on.
I think she hung
Did
up.
She hang up?
That's
our
producer. Did you meet Beth Ann?
She was giving me water and nuts and
right. You got some almonds? You got some almonds when you get
You got a good look at her, right? And I'm not going to ask anything physically about her.
You guys are very bad.
Here's the question.
Oh, if only you knew.
We found this out yesterday from Beth Ann. First, I'll tell you that she is a single mom.
Uh-huh.
She has not been with a man for 11 years.
Is it 11 years or 13 years?
Beth Ann, I had nothing to do with this.
11.
How many times?
I was nowhere near Pitkin Avenue.
How many times a week do you think she goes to...
spit it out.
To help
we have to be careful with the censors here. You know, it's a new day and age in the world
of radio.
I'm not going to answer this.
But she gave us the answer.
With your no, you know what.
How many times... You matter. How many times a week do you think she achieves?
If you were going to throw out a completely random number.
A random number ain't coming out of my mouth. No way.
Would it shock you to know? And this is not... 5 times.
You can comment on if he's shaking his head.
I'm a Yankee Doodle
Dandy. Are you ready for a trivia question about Peter, Don?
Yes, Mike.
One of our favorite movies that he was in. And that we talk about a lot. A Shock to the System.
Oh. Oh, with Michael Caine.
Yes.
There we go.
You get bumped off by him, right?
Boppity.
Mike, he blew me up in a boat.
That's a great pull. I forgot that Peter was in that movie.
Right, right. That looked like a fun movie to make, too.
Great fun. He's just one of the greatest people. An incredible storyteller. The warmest guy. Knows everybody. That was a couple of months of great fun with him. He's a great man.
So in King of the Corner, which we will promote now here for you, because we want everybody to go see in Bethesda.
Bethesda Row, I think, is the name of the theater.
Is it...
Is it a feel good?
Let's put it,
because that's what I'm looking for, Peter. Is a feel good.
Yeah, I think you'll feel good after you leave this. You son of a, you know what? No, it's a story about a guy. I play this middle aged guy who's sort of lost focus in life. Eli is my father. Isabella Rossellini plays my wife. Beverly D'Angelo is my old girlfriend from high school.
Nice.
Actually, Dominic Pianese, who you know from The Sopranos,
right.
Jr.,
right.
plays the funeral director. Eric Bogosian is a rabbi. It's very funny.
How'd you get to, I mean, it sounds like...
It's a powerful cast.
A relatively small independent type film. Obviously, if you're on this crappy show promoting it...
Hey, this is the top.
Don't tell yourself. It's all downhill.
If this is the top, you forget it for you. How did you get all these great actors?
I think it's the material. Nobody does favors at this level. I don't ask for favors. I wouldn't know how to repay a favor. I think, first of all, the great secret about actors is most of them don't really work a lot or enough. They certainly don't make a lot of money. And this was a real, this was something special. And we made the movie for $400,000.
Wow.
We shot it in Super 16 millimeter, blew it up to 35 millimeter for about another $150,000. I didn't get distribution, or I didn't get the kind of distribution that I wanted. So I went on the road by myself, like a band without a record deal.
I'm promoting it.
And I've been traveling for 7 months. I leave from Washington, D.C., go to Seattle, Washington, finish up there. And then the DVD comes out October 25th. So this is really a self-distributed film. The cast, I'm sure it wasn't, it couldn't be a favor. There's no way I could possibly repay them. They liked the script. They like the other actors in the material,
right.
And they like the part.
And you're happy with the finished product. You like
the film? Absolutely.
Okay.
Thrilled, yeah. I mean, I started directing about 5 years ago because the natural order of things is you get older, the parts become fewer,
the natural order,
and mm-hmm. the natural order.
That's right.
And
you don't know why that's funny, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm terrified to even think.
Yeah, don't do this.
Part of my master plan. At this point, I'm scared to death.
Yeah.
But I knew that I had to do something different, so I directed a short about 5 years ago called By Courier. It's an O. Henry short story. It was nominated for an Academy Award, and I saw a door open, and I just went through it.
Is it more, obviously it's more work for you to do something like this,
right.
than just signing on to be in something like,
right.
like the Sopranos. Is it worth it? I mean, a haul around the country?
I would say I'm as excited as I was when I first started acting 35
wow.
years ago.
There you go.
So it's been a great experience.
That answers that.
And anytime you get something that you want to fight for, I mean, as an actor, I get hired 8 months later, the movie comes out, and I do publicity and press, and I want it to succeed.
Right.
But this is so intense. You know, this is your store. You know how you feel about it. That's the way I feel about the movie. But
right.
I'm really proud of the work, and the actors are great. The material is wonderful. It's very witty. It's got some heart to it. It's not afraid to have some sentiment. And we've done some... Yeah, I had some good reviews and good excitement from the audience, and this is what you got to do.
Have any talking dogs or talking babies?
No talking dogs or babies.
Kangaroo.
No, I'm sure. Actually,
Kangaroo Jack is a
unless
classic.
You have a big audience that likes talking dogs and babies, then yes,
New
we're
York.
Filled.
My hometown, New York.
Yeah, man.
Oh, you know what? And I'm blocking on the other movie I've done that I think you told me to watch that I saw only recently, really.
Right.
It's the one where you're in the you're at the baseball game. What's the title of that movie where it's the Bleacher...
Bleacher Bum.
Oh, yeah, I told
you. Yeah, that was for sure.
You told
That's
me to
right.
watch that.
I told you to watch that.
That was a wonderful movie.
You're excellent in that, too.
Thank you. I got to come here more often.
Yeah, right? Hold on. We balance it out, though.
Let's take a couple more calls.
Okay.
For Peter, who's here to promote his new movie, King of the Corner.
Yes.
The biopic of Larry King.
I'm Larry of the Corner.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on with Peter Rieger.
Gentlemen.
Hi, you're on the air.
How you doing, gentlemen? Mr. Rieger.
How are you?
Got a quick question for you about a film you did in the 80s called Local Hero.
Sure, okay.
I can't believe this many people are Local Hero.
We've covered it already.
Go ahead.
What's the question?
Absolutely love it. Just wanted to know what your experience was like filming in Scotland, and did you have any interaction with Mark Knopfler, who did the soundtrack, or was that something that he did later?
No, I met Mark actually right before I got the job, and he was up there working, because a lot of the music was recorded live, and I just got to spend a good deal of time with him.
And
another amazingly talented guy.
And Burt Lancaster.
Burt Lancaster.
Ah, the Lemons.
Yeah, the Lemons.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Chris.
Yeah, just a quick question.
Yeah.
Eli Wallach, that's in the film with you, plays your dad.
Right.
Is that the same Eli Wallach that was in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
That's exactly the same guy.
He has been at it a long time.
Yeah, I think he's 90 this year. Although,
wow.
Don't tell him I told you, because he's still trying to get those 80-year-old parts.
Here's another call for you, Peter. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Don't embarrass us.
I'm sorry, am I on the air?
Yes.
Don't embarrass us. Come on now, ask your question. You've embarrassed us already.
My fault. Don't have a question. Just wanted to share a story. I went out to visit my daughter in California many years ago, and you were stolen.
Peter,
this is
one thing you
got to
understand about this. It was probably a compliment, but
probably a wonderful story. But by the, you know, it just would take too long.
When it starts with about him,
let's forget it.
We're here to talk.
Peter, you come on this show. Just remember one thing: you come on the Don and Mike Show. It's all about you.
And Larry King. Thank you very much.
Well, him.
And Larry King, right? Larry, what do you got going tonight? Larry?
Hold on. Larry?
What happened to the Larry button?
He's out getting a drink. He's exhausted. You've been working him to death.
Night nine.
There we go. Hold on, Larry.
Hello.
Oh.
There he is again.
I was worried.
What are you doing tonight? Larry?
See? Oh, what a shame. You know, when the button doesn't work, it's no fun.
Hello.
I'm shocked.
Now we're
no contest.
Shocked.
Are you having a good time so far, Peter?
Michael Jackson.
I feel like I've aged 10 years since I sat down.
That's it. Well, what do you want to do tonight?
Hands down, Michael Jackson.
Oh, God.
Come on.
I'm having a thrombosis.
What do you want to have sex with besides Michael Jackson?
I would rather do Saddam Hussein.
Wow.
Who wouldn't?
God.
Who wouldn't?
I got some few chest pains. First, and I read the obituaries every day.
There were like 9 people in this room.
I still at times, right before
three
I fall asleep,
Larry
wonder
King.
If I'm going to get up.
Does he know how much you do this? This is hysterical.
He does, He's aware, and when they call his show and ask about us, he gets a little flustered.
Okay.
But, Larry, mainly you're thinking about...
Oh, boy.
And when you were with the boy, what did
you know the audience that was going to come to my movie?
Oh, no, they're going to come.
Not coming anyway.
What do you think about with the boy?
What wigs me out the most
what?
Is how fat I was.
Well, Peter, thanks for being on our show.
I'm beyond at a loss for words.
Do you hate us?
I love you. I want to move in here. I want to press that button. Is what I want to do.
Peter's movie is King of the Corner, and we'll have a link on our website with the information here in the D.C. area at the Bethesda Landmark Cinema. Please call Beth Ann or have your person,
your girl. My girl.
Your girl.
Have your girl call our girl.
And let us know how it did. I bet you get a big turnout.
Yep.
I will let you know. And
because as you can tell, I mean, hopefully you can tell with all this crap.
No, this is great.
We're big fans of you.
No,
I mean, we really are.
One of the things that's really important to mention is when I do a movie for a studio, they take care of all this stuff.
Right.
And I never know who owes them favors. But for you guys to do this for me is really spectacular because... It's going to be immensely helpful.
Oh, good. Well, we're huge fans. You've made so many wonderful movies, and keep on doing that.
It's King of the Corner, and it opens tomorrow.
And I'll be there answering questions all day tomorrow and all day Saturday.
Cool.
Wow, Jesus.
All, great. 4 screenings tomorrow, 5 screenings on Saturday.
Wow, that's a lot of work. Yeah.
So I guess that guy who stalks you should show up.
Yes, I think he's coming with his family.
It was a pleasure having you on.
Thank you,
really
Peter.
Pleasure meeting you.
Peter.
Now, you leave and we talk about
this
you.
Is we
leave.
Talk and we analyze the segment. That's how it works.
Listen, just let me get in the car and get on Main Street and get the hell out of town.
Okay.
Somebody untie me.
Untie Mr. Riegert. Rob, would you please escort Mr. Riegert out of the studio, please?
Wheel him out.
Thank you very much. Not take the duct tape
out.
Off. Very good.
Thank you, guys.
You were
very
not
much.
Born. You were made in the toy factory.
Just going to remove the one piece of tape. There we are. The second
thanks,
piece
guys.
Of tape.
Thank you.
Peter. You're free to go. Thank you, Peter.
Hold on so we can get your picture to prove that we met you and put it on our website.
Absolutely.
Very nice to meet you, sir.
Thank you.
See, now that is
unfunny.
An actor.
And you told me about the Bleacher Bum movie.
Yeah.
And then we both liked Shock to the System. And I was amazed how many people like Local Hero. That's great.
I forgot he was in Shock to the System. Michael Caine takes it out on this book. Michael Caine has an insane plan in this movie.
To kill everybody that's holding him up.
Everybody's pissed him off. He kills his wife. Then he goes to work. And it's like the Peter plays the young guy.
Mm-hmm.
The young up-and-comer who's going to take his job.
Dippity, boppity, boo.
And Michael Caine takes him out. Or tells him to, you know, you should should go out on your boat. Yeah, you're great.
Did he, like, turn the gas on or something like that?
Yeah. And he's standing, I don't know what Michael Caine is doing, if he's watching or not. Maybe he's watching his watch or something.
Who knows?
As he knows the moment, but they show Peter out on this boat with this piece of ass girl. And he's like, ah, oh, he's the yuppie.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Like, life is
the big evil boss.
Life is good, and then they just show this. It's almost like they spliced in, like on the Letterman show, where you see an out-of-context explosion with a car going over the cliff.
Right, right. Seriously, you know, we talk about some of the movies that are obscure that not everybody's seen, but you could get Barbarians at the Local Hero, mm-hmm. Shock to the System, and have a Peter Rieger Film Festival, and have a perfectly good time.
Yeah. Barbarians at the Gate. You should get that on Amazon.com.
Absolutely.
That's great. Boss, I'm so pleased you thought to call first.
Kiss your good lady for me. This is terribly exciting news.
Robinson's residence.
Jim, is this a bad time?
No, just dressing.
And he's wearing a Superman suit.
Fred Thompson.
Who, incidentally, is still some kind of real politician. But
sure.
But at the same
he
time...
He goes back and forth.
Yeah. At the same time, he's on all the Law and Order.
It's very, very cool.
Going to a charity, dude. What's happening?
Rats.
Are you serious? That is one tremendous step, Ross. Really tremendous.
Tremendous, Ross.
But tomorrow's fine. Absolutely. Now, come ahead.
Come ahead.
Now, we'll be in Connecticut the whole weekend.
Yep.
This is terribly exciting. I can't tell you how pleased I am that you thought to call me first.
You know, that is only funny if you've seen Barbarians at the Gate.
Barbarians at the Gate, one of the great ones.
Because it's the go-go 80s, and they're these guys that have got all this money, and they're ready for IPOs and takeovers, and he's standing in a Superman suit.
Mm-hmm.
And
getting ready to go to a charity function.
And who's that redhead who plays Marie Antoinette?
Know, she's been in a lot of movies, too. I wish I remembered her name.
Do you think she's at the wall yet?
Maybe. There might be a chance. How many years ago was Barbarians at the Gate? Mm-hmm. 10 years ago?
Longer than that.
Yeah,
longer.
You're probably right.
It's about the 80s, so it probably came out, in the early 90s?
Probably.
I don't know. Anyway, got a break, because I almost said something about a woman who might be listening now. The Wall Lady.
Oh, yeah, her.
Of course I wouldn't mention her name. Mike and I were having a discussion today about just about women and about when they hit the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and part of that, and not all the women have hit the wall, too, because we were talking about that lady on the Weather Channel that you like so bad.
Oh, you finally saw Stephanie Abrams.
And I saw Stephanie Abrams in her glory.
Yeah.
Down in Galveston. I think she's down in Galveston.
I knew right away. Mike said she was, and I said, was it a black T-shirt? And Mike said, no, it was a gray T-shirt.
Gray T-shirt.
Wow.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Whoa. And then there's that other news chick that we were talking about.
She will go nameless. Say no more.
She's a checkup from the neck up. And we'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
That looks innocent enough, doesn't it? Lots of young people hitchhike. Seems like a good way to get from one place to another. But sometimes there are dangers involved that never meet the eye. So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly. One never knows when the homosexual is about. Let's take the case of Jimmy Barnes. Jimmy played baseball all afternoon, and he didn't feel like walking home, so he decided to thumb a ride. He'd done it 100 times before, and he didn't think anything was unusual when the driver struck up a friendly conversation. In fact, he seemed like a real nice guy. What Jimmy didn't know was that Ralph was sick, a sickness that was not visible like smallpox, but no less dangerous and contagious, a sickness of the mind. You see, Ralph was a homosexual, a person who demands an intimate relationship with members of their own sex.
Homo.
So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly.
Homo.
If they try to win your confidence too quickly, and if they become overly personal.
Homo.
One never knows when the homosexual is about. He may appear normal.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway.
Right.
The best of Don and Mike.
Yeah, listen anyway. Best of Don and Mike. Big, keeping steaming playful for you today. Welcome back. I'm your host, legendary Joe Ardinger, with you. Don and Mike off for a couple of weeks. So you got me till
then, hey, don't forget, make sure to visit AddictedToKelly.com for all of the latest Kelly Clarkson videos and your chance to win Kelly Clarkson's Mustang GT convertible. Brought to you by Ford. Let's get back into the best of Don and Mike. And this truly is the best of. It's time for a little game. It's time to make them laugh on the best of Don and Mike.
And for 10 minutes on the clock, it's very simple. Make Mike and I both laugh.
Right. Good luck.
Name of the game is Make Us Laugh. Mm-hmm. Clock starts when we take the very first phone call. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Us Laugh.
Hey, I'd like to make you laugh. Can I go ahead and try?
Yes.
Okay, so my daughter was 3 years old, and it was time to go get her new shoes, is a true story. And so we go into the shoe store, and she walks around looking at shoes, and she picks up a little pair of high tops that she'd like to try on. This 20-year-old, you know, baby-faced little guy.
Okay, I'm sorry. The segment is not called Diary of a Mad Housewife.
Yeah, it was simply too long. Your statute of limitations, or whatever you want to call it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Yes, guys, let me preface this by saying that before I butcher this joke, my mother is a whore. A young doctor starting his first day on the job at a local hospital, and he's getting his tour, and the guy takes him into the first...
Let me just say, it doesn't sound too much like you're reading this.
No, I'm not. I'm in my truck.
Maybe he's creating that wonderful impression that he's reading and just doing it off the top of his head,
which is a credit
to the delivery.
While he's behind the wheel. Okay.
I'm in my van, I swear. But anyway, the guided tour takes him into the first room where they happen upon a guy that's himself. And the doctor turns to the guide and he says, "What's going on here?" And she says, "Well, he's got an abundance of male hormones and he's relieving himself." And the doctor scratches his head and they go into the second room where there's a guy.
Yeah, listen again, it's a 4-hour show. It's a 10-minute segment. We'll give more than 10 minutes. Welcome back to Life of These United States.
You missed the punchline, though. I've heard that joke. The punchline is the aristocrats.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Did you know that movie is now in release, not just in art houses?
So you can get to, I can really see it?
Like, for instance, at Reston Town Center.
Mm-hmm. Really?
It's showing every 2.5 hours.
Wow. Open wide.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Don and Mike, turn your radio down and make it left. Open wide?
Did you intend to be dirty with that? That's not a dirty.
You take it any way you like.
What do you call it, Buzz?
Open wide.
He calls it a younger, prettier Dolly Parton.
The aristocrats. Hello, Don and Mike. Make it left.
This is Chris.
Great. Hasn't worked thus far.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was kidding. That was a fake laugh.
Yes.
Hello?
Sorry.
Bye.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Frown.
Okay. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Hello?
We're waiting.
What do you call an Arabic guy?
Okay. We could have heard it without the F word.
A pilot, you effing racist.
All right, it's too late. Too late.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I'm not laughing at the joke. I'm laughing at that man's utter stupidity.
That's yes, right. Yeah, that made me chuckle and smile as well.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Sorry, there's this guy that finds a dead body, right? He calls in the police precinct. He says, "Hello there, I found a dead body over here on Sycamore Street." They say, "Can you spot that for me, sir?" He says, "Yeah, let me call you back. I'm going to drag him down to Elm Street."
Okay, not even Rob laughed at that one.
No.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no. Come on, man. Help a brother. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Hey, guys. Tom here from Kick-Ass, California. Hey, what is John Daly's favorite club in his golf bag?
What?
Canadian Club.
I saw that one coming. Never heard it, but I saw it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Such precision.
Audible.
Yes?
I believe that was the entire performance.
Now, both Mike and Rob are not quite laughing. Well, I didn't even hear what the guy said.
Is he still on the line?
Yeah.
No,
he's gone. He hung up.
Bada boy. Remember the tape of not necessarily the news.
Not just news.
Oh, the retarded kids.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Now I'm laughing.
But he hung up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
in about 2 hours, behind McDonald's down the street.
Uh-huh.
B.O.T.
I'll see you there.
Don can explain it. Do our thing.
A long time ago, that homoerotic thing with the kids I went to school with.
You took a lot of chances revealing that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I did.
Make us laugh. Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I heard you went on a private jet recently, right?
Yes.
Man, that's cool, huh? Oh, too old. Sorry. Eject.
Oh, yeah, because a too month old? Ago it really would have been funny.
Yeah.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Hello.
Yes, turn down your radio. You're on the air. Go ahead, try.
Is this me?
Oh.
Oh, wait. Okay.
5 minutes!
There's a DJ, and he had some lower pains in his nether regions. And, well, I'm kind of in a hurry. Can I just leave you my underwear?
Okay, bye-bye.
An old joke and not told the proper way.
No, I mean, no, it had potential.
Tried to modify.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Potential. Make you laugh.
Hello.
Beer!
You know, not even those commercials make me laugh anymore.
And he's gone.
He's gone.
A lot of people are hitting and running. I should inform people that if they're fortunate enough to make us laugh, they want to stay on the line because there's a prize involved.
But yeah. Most of these people vote. We're not laughing.
Hello. I think it's just stupid.
Don and Mike. Hello. Hey. Yes,
hello.
Make us laugh.
Is it me?
Oh, yes. Go.
A lawyer was driving down the street. Came to a stop, slowed down, kept going. Cop pulls him over and says, can you give me a ticket? He said, why? He says, because you didn't stop at the stop sign. It's a law to stop. He said, well, if you can tell me the legal difference between stop or just slow down, give me a ticket. If you can't, let me go. He said, get out of the car. Started beating him up with his nightstick. After about 15 seconds, said, well, you want me to stop or just slow down?
Hey, you know, I think about that with a conscience, man.
Yeah.
You know what that is? That's comedy. That's commentary comedy.
The thinking man.
Thank you, man.
There is a commentary, yes.
Yes.
Very little comedy.
Hello.
I thought it was terrific.
Not a much. The left side of my brain is laughing right now.
Hysterically.
Not the right side. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Might just be a stroke.
Hello.
Is it me?
A mid-eye stroke. Yes, hello.
Hey, I got a quick one. It's quick and simple. What kind of bees give milk?
What kind?
Boobies.
I didn't even get the punchline.
What
boobies.
Kind of
now,
bees...
you're laughing, Rob.
What kind of bees give milk?
No.
Boobies.
Boobies. Oh, boobies. I didn't hear it. I thought he said blumpies.
You hadn't had a mouthful of marbles. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, make us laugh.
I got a joke. It's like, what is better than winning the gold medal at the Special Olympics?
We've had this one like a million times.
Don't you think you should be disqualified?
Ejected in my mom's horse.
I have a joke.
And also, if you're going to tell a joke about the Special Olympics, please don't sound retarded when you're telling the joke.
You're not allowed.
Works right?
Against you.
Two and a half minutes.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Thanks for the update, Rob.
Anytime.
Don't be so testy. Hello, Don and Mike.
The Yankees Marty Banchy pulling from down in New Orleans. We've got the Katrina down here. We've got the Natty Bird down in here. We're eating some crabs and some crawfish.
Think it through.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Work it.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, make us laugh.
Hi, how are you?
Guy goes into a sex shop to buy a doll, and they say, we have two kinds of dolls. We have Christian dolls and Muslim dolls. And he said, what's the difference? And they said, the Muslims blow themselves up.
All right, everybody. Hello, Don and Mike show. It's a brave new world out there.
That was bitter commentary.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Don't forget, if we don't get a winner, the terrorists win.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Make us laugh. Two-minute warning.
What does Daryl Earnhardt have in common with Pink Floyd?
What?
Their last big hit was The Wall.
Again, you know, maybe even a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe that would have worked.
Perhaps.
Don and Mike show.
First of all, just preface this by saying I am black. This is a funny joke, I thought. You know what you call a black smurf?
What do you call a black smurf?
A snigger!
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks for prefacing that by telling us you're a black guy.
Is this supposed to make the joke better?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Okay.
John Kerry walks into a bar.
Stop.
John Kerry?
Yes. Bartender says, why the long face?
John, when was the election?
Don and Mike Show. That's another time-sensitive gag.
Wow. Number.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What does a gay cow eat?
What does a gay cow eat? What?
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The previous winner.
Make us laugh.
My mother has mud flaps clear to the floor. How do you like them apples?
Okay. That was, for whatever reason, that got all of us, and it got all of us the exact same way.
Just kind of smiled.
I don't know why that makes me
smile.
We ground.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh. Come on, what do you think? We got all day here, for God's sakes? Hello, make us laugh. Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
How did the dead baby cross the street?
How?
It was stapled to the chicken's leg.
Right. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Make us laugh. Hi.
I figured out that Paul McCartney, Alanis Morissette, and even Depeche Mode are using their porno names.
Okay, and this is...
Dear.
This is funny. Why?
Dear me.
Deary dear. Robbie, let's put...
Don't do anything crazy.
Let's put three more minutes on the clock.
All right.
Three more minutes.
Three.
Three. Because here's what I'm debating. I'll tell you exactly what we have coming up. This segment is going so badly right
yes.
now.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, no,
okay.
really.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I know it's amusing to hear us struggle with these idiots, but it's going so poorly that I think in our next break,
yes.
we are going to be talking to the guy who furnished his whole apartment with FedEx boxes. That's how badly this segment
that's
is going.
Wow. That's the dilemma you have, yeah, whether to do more, make us laugh. So after the 3 minutes... That's, we will bail out and go to the FedEx guy.
Oh, we got
to
play some commercials. Yeah, maybe you've seen this guy on TV. FedEx is pissed at him that he has made furniture and a bed and everything out of FedEx boxes.
I got it.
What?
Maybe we'll call the FedEx guy and he'll have a good joke for us.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Overtime, make us laugh.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
What did the woman on the beach say to Michael Jackson?
What?
Get out of my sun.
That's old, though. Okay. Yeah, you didn't hear it when it was...
I've never heard it, no. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
No. Not when you sound like you're calling from New Orleans. Shepard Smith up in his hotel room. Hello.
I can see 3 blocks down the street.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Ewok, little Robbie, Spiewak, Spiewak. He doesn't like the German.
No.
No. Don and Mike Show.
Essential.
Make us laugh.
Hi.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Thanks for the great attitude, Mike. I appreciate that. You came to play today.
My pleasure.
Team player, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you.
Hello. Make
hey,
us
guys.
Laugh. Yes, honey.
Good afternoon.
Hey, what do you call 4 Mexicans in quicksand?
What?
Cuatro Cinco.
Previous winner.
Yeah, is it a previous
that.
Winner?
Yeah. See, we've had that one before. Hello. Hola, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how many babies does it take to paint a wall?
How many?
It all depends on how hard you throw them.
Okay, now we're resorting to dead baby jokes, and we're down to the 2-minute warning in overtime. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, you just got that one?
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
No, what, the joke?
Yeah.
No, I was just disappointed because you said we were running out of time.
Yes. I thought you were making it because the joke disturbed you. No. It's just,
no.
Mike, we can move the FedEx guy to tomorrow.
Well, you know how
Or we can move the FedEx guy to never.
You know how I feel about this game. You know, this first segment, it doesn't seem like we're going to get a winner. And usually...
Ah, now, come on. We've got a minute and a half left in this overtime segment.
All right, I feel good.
We just want satisfied.
Then we'll be able to get both.
Yeah. That one gets dumped.
And I think that was an original.
No pun intended.
Horribly written original.
Gets dumped. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Make us laugh.
How you doing?
Great.
All right, you're driving along and you see 2 potatoes on the side of the road.
Yes.
How do you know which one is a prostitute?
How?
The one with a sticker that says, Idaho.
Okay.
Oh, come on. My mom's a whore.
Oh, God damn. That FedEx guy sure is looking good, isn't he? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You see, he builds furniture out of FedEx boxes.
Chairs, table, beds.
Isn't that something?
It's kind of a conversation starter. It was what we call in the biz water cooler talk.
That's right.
He really should explain himself.
Guys, we're cutting into joke time.
That's Don and Mike Show. Hello, make us laugh.
Won't need it.
Hello.
Yeah.
Two
problem. They're sitting on a park bench reading a newspaper. A dog runs up, sits down, and starts licking his private. One bum looks over and says, I wish I could do that.
Yeah, the other thing should ask is permission first. Yeah.
Right. Hello, Donald Mike. Make his laugh.
So if Tom Gavin decided to siphon some gas, I hope his clothes are flame retardant.
Flame retardant.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hi.
Your first segment to listeners, they're goddamn geniuses.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Yeah, all right. There's this 80-year-old woman. It's his husband's her husband's birthday.
Hold on. Son, listen. Put down the pipe bomb. Put down the crystal meth.
See, I like this delivery.
Turn down the radio.
I think this delivery has potential.
And Spike, let's start over again. I'm assuming your name is Spike.
No, his name is Christian Slater. Begin again.
Okay, go. Let's go, Spike.
All right.
So Spike Slater. Woman.
I like the fact that he's whispering like he can't tell it out loud. Okay, that's go. Good.
Good sign.
Spike.
All right, this 9-year-old woman, it's...
She's 90 now?
Okay.
She was just 80.
10-year age difference. Time
is a long segment.
She'll be 90 for now. She'll be 90.
All right.
Okay.
All right, so she wants a surprise, and she goes to the lingerie store. She says she wants to pick something out for her husband. All right, so she keeps in mind to the lady who's trying to sell her this, and she says that, well, his eyesight's not too good, so I want to get him something simple.
Oh, God.
She picks her out something, you know, see-through.
My head is just pounding. Really?
Leave nothing to the imagination.
Let me just play you the sound of what's going on.
What's going through your mind?
Now, listen to this. This is my head. Right now. Talk about an Excedrin headache.
Those are the vessels. The vessels pound.
Jesus H. Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Spike, you were saying?
I think he hung up.
Spike?
I think he got demoralized.
We'll never know.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Technically, we're out of time.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
I know, Rob.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, if you're down in Myrtle Beach, there's a place where you got to go out to eat. You know what it's called?
What?
Tart Babies.
What?
Tart Babies?
Tart Babies?
You know, retard.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, apostrophe.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He directed that one at me.
Stolen the punctuation.
Solo. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Make us laugh.
Go ahead. Hi.
Please. Make us laugh.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Make us laugh.
You weren't being curt with him, were you?
See, and now you're frightened.
I'm just not as friendly as you, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike. Make
greetings, friend.
Make us laugh. Your radio's up way too loud. Hello? Hello?
Could you turn the radio down, please? Not that that's all that bad.
That was the phone.
We love people listening to it loud.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Love it loud.
Don and Mike, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, who?
Oh, my God, Jeff Bro just throw me down the stairs.
It's a throwback.
He's trying something from last week's show.
Jethro.
Not funny.
You laughed at that.
Yeah, I did. I don't know.
Oh, that was a chink in your armor, Mike.
That was.
Hello, Don and Mike.
It's attrition.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Make us laugh. Make us laugh.
Hey, I heard that Mike went to the Hustler Club over the weekend. I was wondering if you guys were also going to watch Dancing with Larry Flint this evening.
Wow. Another original.
What's... Jesus.
Larry Flint.
I get it because he's in a wheelchair. Again, this is...
Your head's pounding?
Right, my head is pounding. However, I must tell you that this is quite a perplexing dilemma.
You've got the FedEx house.
We've got to play some commercials.
Right. No question. Well, why don't you do this?
Let me offer this.
How about a 2-minute or 3-minute?
No, we can't. It's all the way. Mike, listen.
I don't want to fail.
Here's the thank music. Think about this. It's all or nothing.
I'm not qualified.
It can't be a 2-minute segment. It's got to be at least 10 minutes.
I have faith.
I have no faith. But then again, I don't necessarily have faith in Jose Avila, the FedEx guy who furnished his whole apartment with furniture he made with FedEx boxes.
That's an unknown. That is a true unknown.
Okay.
Just know how excited he might be, the kind of guy that does that.
Sure.
Yeah, well, and I put them together.
I seen him on TV.
Uh-huh. Oh, so you've got, well, see, now you have an advantage.
How was he? Sparkling? Yeah,
how was he? Good question, Buzz. How was he, Don?
IBA.
Hi.
I love your enthusiasm, Miss Sally.
This last segment's really bringing me down.
Miss Congeniality, you are just dynamite.
Yeah. Yeah, what's up?
Hi, Bethann.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Fine.
Good. I gotta say, I laughed at the guy who was trying to reenact the joke that you laughed at last week.
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Gotta say that.
Yeah, you know, I think that this FedEx guy, I think that we're gonna put him back into the rotation for another day.
Yeah, he won't be able to do it at all this week, so we'll have...
Oh, well then, now listen.
I know.
Oh. Listeners, let this be on your conscience.
Wow.
Bethann, Bethann booked us.
Look at the phone.
This guest right here. Now, this guy, let me just set up the hilarity.
This guy.
When I saw him on TV on the Today Show,
mm-hmm.
he was standing on his bed, which is made out of Federal Express boxes.
And oh, he built it himself.
Wow. That's fantastic.
I know. Yeah. I had questions for him.
So it's sturdy.
What would you ask him?
I'm almost finished with my FedEx armoire, and I don't know how to finish it.
Wow, Bethann.
That was very funny.
No, it wasn't.
So
very funny.
I think you've just made the decision for us.
Here it is.
That we will continue with one more segment of Make Us Laugh.
Okay, I'm glad I could help.
However, just be advised, if this goes very poorly, if the next segment goes poorly,
uh-huh.
don't blow the guy off yet.
I have
yeah.
to.
No, why?
Well, I mean, he can't do it this week.
I mean,
he can do it sometime in the future.
I mean, don't blow him off yet. He's expecting our call sometime in the next 10 minutes.
Tell him he's flying standby.
He was expecting it 2 minutes ago.
Fox.
FedEx Fox don't keep very good time.
So, tell him that we may call him back.
I mean, he has no other furniture except the stuff he built with his FedEx.
I understand.
Okay.
I understand you booked this. Now, please be a dear.
That's uh-huh. wild. Wild stuff.
Call the guy. Tell him we're running late.
Okay.
If the next segment goes killer and we get like a make us laugh in the first 3 or 4 minutes, then we'll talk to this idiot for a couple of seconds. And what's the worst case scenario? That we don't, you know, we never get to him.
Okay.
BFD.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the attitude.
I know. I've got it.
That's my girl.
Way to go. Thank you, Bethann.
Way to go,
You're legs. Welcome, Mike.
You have a good day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye now.
Book him for December 26th. Boxing Day. That came from Rob. Thank you, Rob.
Do I win?
Yes,
we'll
you're the winner.
We are going to continue one more segment of Make Us Laugh.
Okay.
Yes. Wait. No, Rob. Rob's going maybe 2 seconds.
Hey, Buzz.
Maybe
yes.
2 seconds.
Is the news really good tonight?
I could make a sacrifice.
No. Buzz. No.
All right.
Somebody has to say no.
Yes. Don, in the next segment, it's all going to come together.
That's right.
Your head's going to stop pounding,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to be laughing.
Uh-huh.
Watch us.
And don't forget what we've got in our back pocket.
What's that?
FedEx guy.
Right.
Oh. FedEx guy. Go to emergency break glass in case of bad bit.
Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
We're ready.
We're set.
Let's take one call. If one person can make us laugh. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Make us laugh.
I need to get to Las Vegas so I can find some more garbage cans for my movies.
Okay. But we come back, more of those calls, or maybe a very funny segment made totally out of a FedEx box.
I am glad you got rid of that caller. You did. Yeah. You know what you did?
Yep.
You did some housekeeping there.
That's right.
The next segment will be perfect.
Hello. Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Sumo wrestler and Rosie O'Donnell.
What? Hold on. Start again, please.
How can you tell the difference
between a sumo wrestler and Rosie O'Donnell? How?
The sumo wrestler shaves his legs.
Okay, there was a little more housekeeping that had to be done.
We got a break. We will be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello there. Are you two heading for Las Vegas?
Yeah. We're going to score.
Oh, well, I hope to score big there myself. I'm mostly going to be doing the slots.
Yeah, I'm hoping to do some slots, too. Yeah. They have a lot of slots in Las Vegas?
Oh, there's so many slots we won't know where to begin.
Whoa. Hey, buddy, this chick is pretty cool. She says there's going to be tons of slots in Las Vegas.
Cool. That's so nice to meet young men who are so well-mannered.
The Don and Mike Show.
Here to spread their seed, Don and Mike.
Right. Well, Don and Mike are on vacation for a couple of weeks, so I'm here to spread my seed. Legendary Joe Arnger with you on this fine Wednesday afternoon. Playing best of Don and Mike for you. And, well, let's get right back into it. As you recall in the last segment, it was Make Us Laugh. Let's see if someone can make them laugh on the best of Don and Mike.
This next segment may suck.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is pointing at his forehead.
Yes.
Right up here. I just think people need to know that.
His brain. Computer. Right up here.
The inner government.
IBM. A lot. And just in case the next segment goes terribly bad with Make Us Laugh.
Yes.
Hey, Jose.
Yes.
It's Jose Avila, everyone.
Hi. Hi, Jose.
The FedEx guy.
Who built furniture.
This is the guy who furnished his whole apartment with furniture he made from FedEx boxes. Mm-hmm. Stay right there. Beth Ann needs to speak to you. We'll be right back to you.
Thank you, Jose.
So you know what that is? That's one in my pocket.
Yep.
Man. That's an extra in my pocket.
Not a threat.
Just in case.
An insurance policy.
Hey, Rob, would you really go tell Helen to pick up the phone and talk to the poor sap?
Yeah.
Because I can't call her now.
No.
Although she just could be listening in the next room and just do it. There she did. All right. Thank you, Beth Ann.
Very good.
Let's put 5 minutes on the clock.
All right.
5 minutes on the clock.
I went to tell her, but she was on the phone.
I saw that.
Oh, okay.
5 minutes on the clock. And if it goes bad at any time,
mm-hmm.
Beth Ann, put Jose on hold. We will immediately go to him.
Two words come to mind.
Yeah. Can't miss.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. One more period.
Nice.
As we found out earlier today, Beth Ann still gets them. Make us laugh.
Here we go.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Make us laugh.
Okay. Come on. Bring it.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
You bet, my friend.
Okay. Have you heard the one about the vacuum cleaner?
Yes, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, make us laugh.
There's a guy in the bar. He's drunk. He's belligerent. He's picking fights with customers.
Hey, come on.
So
what are
you
doing? It's make us laugh. I don't want to recap.
Okay, make us
wait.
There's a guy in the bar. Okay,
he's trouble.
So he gets thrown out of the bar. As he comes out of the bar, he sees a nun walking down the street. She gives him a smile. He walks over, punches her in the mouth. She grabs her mouth in horror. He hits her in the stomach. Then he knocks her to the ground, and he lets out this great big laugh. So he gets down on the ground right next to her, and he goes, "Not so tough tonight, are you, Batman?" Maybe.
Did that make you laugh, Mike?
Made me smile.
Aww.
Sorry, she thought the nun was bad.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That was cute. Hello, friend.
Make us laugh.
A guy walked in the bar and ordered a beer. The bartender brought him a beer and noticed he was looking at a woman sitting by herself at the end of the bar. He said, "Hey, buddy, you can forget about her. She's a lesbian." He said, "That didn't make any difference to me." So he got his beer, walked down to the end of the bar, sitting next to her, and said, "I hear you're from Lesbia."
Okay, let's take a brief moment out to say hi to Jose Avila. Jose, how many FedEx...
Do I stop the clock?
Yes.
Okay.
How many FedEx boxes did it take you to make the bed that I saw you with on the Today Show?
I'm not sure exactly how many FedEx boxes...
Thank you. Hold on a second, please. Don and Mike, we just laugh.
Can't miss.
This is my rifle. There are many like it, but this one is mine. My rifle is my best friend. It is my life. I must master it as I must master my life. My rifle without me is useless. Without my rifle, I am useless.
Private Pyle, come on.
I must fire my rifle.
We've seen the movie, Private Pyle.
I must shoot straighter than my enemy.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Thank you.
JoeArdinger.com. Joe.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh. You almost got Mike again.
Yeah.
Hello.
Smiling. Smiling and heaving.
Guy walks up behind a young lady at the express stand in the supermarket.
And she's got a couple tins of cat food, TV guide, frozen dinner. And he looks over and he says, hey, I bet you're single and live alone, huh? And she says, yeah, you can guess by the stuff I'm buying, huh? And he says, no, because you are really ugly.
Right.
I have a question for Jose.
Jose.
Jose, how long did it take you total time to furnish your whole apartment or house?
It took me about 2 days of creativity to put everything together and come up with the designs.
Wow.
And Jose, why is FedEx so mad? Because the Federal Express is really mad at this guy that he's taken the boxes and turned them into furniture. Why would they be pissed? You've given them great publicity.
I can't state exactly why they're upset.
Okay, hold on, please.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. We've like had that one a zillion times.
Yeah,
did you hit the button? Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
All right, I got a joke. I'm going to make
Yeah. Okay, Megas Lab.
This is it.
Megas Lab. You're
on
the
air. One, incidentally.
Here you go. Right. No one can ever take this away from you.
This is the one.
Here we go.
Go.
Gentlemen.
It's like Neo in the Matrix. You are the one.
You're the guy.
All right.
Go.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Gentlemen, you there?
Yeah, just go. Sorry. No, too late. You had several chances.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Oh, my God, I'm right. Is that boy? Hello?
Make us laugh, honey.
Okay, I was at a picnic today with my kids, and we were eating chick.
Their nipples with cheese.
That's adorable.
That's very cute. Oops.
Yeah, premature.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Megan.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You know that 48% of Chinese people have cataracts?
And the rest have Toyotas? Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Good deal. Ready to go.
Well, a good deal. We're ready to laugh.
It's your
go.
Deal, my friends.
Go.
Your time.
All right. Big black guy, little white guy on the elevator. There's an odd silence. So the big black guy just starts talking. He says, 6'8", 320 pounds. 9 pound left ball, right pound 10 balls. Turner Brown, little white guy, falls to the floor. Faint.
Does anybody follow this joke at all?
No. Finally, the white guy faints. The black guy picks him up. He said, "What do you say?" He said, "You know, 320 pounds." No,
it's being told so terribly.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Megan's laugh. Hello.
Hi. I caught my dog watching me and my girlfriend have sex last week.
Yeah.
Trying to learn how to bake.
Okay, I'm gonna just give
God, that's a museum.
Jose, one more shot here. Jose. Hello?
Jose?
Yes.
Jose, are you there?
Yes.
Do you have any chairs made out of FedEx boxes?
I have 3 chairs made out of FedEx boxes.
Fantastic. Hold on, please.
Very cool.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Hey, okay. How do you fit 100 Jews into a Volkswagen?
Oh, God, my God.
For goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I got it. How do you make a cat sound like a dog?
How do you make a cat sound like a dog?
A gallon of gas and a match. Woof.
Made Mike laugh.
Mike did laugh at that.
Hello, but that's just because Mike hates cats.
Oh, you know why. And I laughed at Mike.
Out of time.
That can't be the buzzer already.
It is. Buzz it is. Jose hung up.
Whoop. I think he was frustrated.
Listen, I am not going to sacrifice a full segment of Buzz.
Right.
I ain't going to do it. I just ain't going to do it.
We have time for one more. Right?
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
And thank you to Jose Avila, the FedEx guy.
Good he was mark. Very nice.
He really saved that segment.
He did.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
I make us laugh.
All right. How can you tell a pig's in heat?
How can you tell a pig's in heat?
She buys the first 2 rounds.
Hello. Don and Mike Show, make us laugh.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to let everybody know that I think there's 2 guys on your show that really need a little more attention, and I'd like to give them a shout out. That's, you know, Alternative Gadfly Buzz and Purification Gadfly Rob.
Okay.
Wow.
You're just an ass.
Okay.
All right. Is that the last one?
Well... You're a
is that
social
the last
gadfly.
One?
Well, hey, have you ever wondered where comedian David Steinberg went?
Now he's not really
stopping.
Now he's
like
ripping.
Stream of consciousness.
He's ripping.
What, who do you think you are, Stephen Wright?
I'm not quite sure, actually.
Okay. There.
Hey, wow. Since that went over so well, here's my next piece of prepared comedy.
Don and Mike, hello.
Wolf.
Hello.
Make us laugh.
Yes, what did one lesbian frog say to the lesbian frog?
What did one lesbian frog say to the other lesbian frog?
Hey, we do taste like chicken.
Mike?
That's old.
You know what?
That's old.
You are going to have to turn in your funny man card.
That's old.
Because you smiled at that one.
I'm allowed.
In a world where owning
no,
a radio was strictly forbidden,
you're my rock.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
There was only one.
He revoked it up.
There's only one. The wolf one was the only legitimate laugh.
Norman, with all my knife.
Shining armor. Okay, here we go. I got a good feeling.
Hello.
Hands up in the air.
No pressure, but really no kidding. You're the last person. I got no problem ending this contest with no winner, so really, it's you. Go.
You guys are nothing fun.
Okay, like I said,
well,
I got no
that's
problem
fitting. That's fitting.
Giving away nothing.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
We learned an important lesson.
Giving away nothing.
Oh, man.
You know what we learned?
What?
That you can furnish your whole apartment with FedEx boxes.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jose.
Sorry you had to hang up, Jose. It's
easier than comedy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
JoeArdinger.com.
Not the same. Wow. Same guy again. And Mike, are you laughing again
no.
at that? Yes, you
I
are.
I am not.
Yes, you are. You're not my rock today.
I'm smiling. I'm not laughing.
Can
I
you
laughed
smell
at
what the rock is cooking?
I laughed at the cat joke.
Don and Mike, hello. You mean the one woof?
Yes.
Hello.
Love that one.
Hello.
I know you do.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
What would Jackie Chan say if he hosted the AVN Awards?
The Adult Video Awards, what would he say?
We come, we come, we come.
Oh, instead of welcome, welcome, welcome.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm not laughing at that.
No, you're not. It would be foolish, and I am not being the rock. I apologize. I don't know why I left.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
He's laughing.
I think he was telling the truth.
Got a break. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show. Using their words to thin the herd.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike on a couple of weeks vacation. Hey, but if you want to check up on all things Don and Mike, go to donandmikewebsite.com. You can get filled in on past things going on. You can check out the daily logs. Maybe you can even get an iPod iCast there somewhere. I don't know. I can't figure that stuff out. I'm computer illiterate. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arndt, with you on this fine, fine Wednesday afternoon. Christmas Eve for a lot of us, for tomorrow night starts the NFL season and fantasy football. So, let's get back into the best of Don and Mike. It's time for a Wednesday favorite. And the best of Don and Mike. This is from email at donandmikewebsite.com. Hello, Mike O'Mara.
Yeah?
My boyfriend would die if he knew I told you this. But he loves for me to use my vibrator on him. Mike, it's great foreplay and gets him wow. ready.
Very excited.
Super fast.
Really?
Gosh, this is hard to read.
So this is sex advice for me?
It's not his favorite form of foreplay, but it makes life easier on me, that's for sure.
Yeah, she uses it on him?
And yes, and he's not gay, so don't worry, Mike, for being intrigued about the commercial with the condom. I bet you might like a vibrator, too. And that comes from, now, Beth Ann, what do you doing? Look what she did. Look what she's did.
What did she do?
Look what she's did.
What she's did.
Look what you done did. No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
She put a line through the name like if it was going to be shown on TV, like an email, so we wouldn't see.
Well, I think a vibrator would be interesting.
It says Colette.
Colette Harris?
Yeah, I think so.
I've never experimented with that.
You, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Speewack. I hate you. I hate your big, fat, bald, head, ass.
So you would experiment with the vibrator.
Yeah, I wonder how she uses it.
Well, I think you know how she uses it.
I don't think I do. I think there are options.
Well, come on. It's got a pointed end on it.
So you're thinking that's the place?
Like, what's she going to do, rub your arm with it?
But no, she could actually rub your
thing?
Yeah, I would think with the vibrator.
Well, that's like almost like Rock'em Sock'em Robots, then, isn't it?
I don't know. You know, you don't know until you try. But either way, it might be interesting.
Okay, faggot.
I knew that would disturb you.
Also,
as a matter of fact, I'm going to try it this weekend.
Today? Why'd you try it tonight?
I don't have time to go out to the store.
Why'd you have one put in your bar along with the breathalyzer?
What is something that you could use, a household item, that might cause the same sensation?
A vacuum cleaner? Well, no, not a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. Why not?
Hold on a moment. The inside line's ringing. Hello?
An electric toothbrush.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you very much.
There's another hint from Heloise.
How did she know that?
Yeah, and you know what? It's a lot safer than an electric knife.
Remind me never to borrow her toothbrush.
Oh, God.
You imagine that?
Well, you wouldn't use the bristles.
Also today...
No, you shouldn't. No, there's no way.
Good.
Also today, let me see. We're not going to get to... What is this? We have a guy, some guy who wants to be on the show. We're not going to get to him today. He's gone to college for 12 years.
Wow.
And now he has a reality show.
That's what it takes.
You know, we really avoid these reality shows like the plague. But
right.
This is one that kind of intrigues me.
Yeah, well, anytime we can tap into somebody from my alma mater, I'm very excited about
it. I've seen the guy, and he's just about as dumb as a box of rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, what else is it? We have new on our list here of people who have requested, you know, only the biggest request to be on our show.
Mm-hmm.
We got a guy from Wisconsin, a teacher, whose female colleagues gave him a calendar of them posing nude.
Wow.
They called it Desperate Librarians.
How about that?
The women are not what you would call models.
Oh, they're a little zoftic?
They, yes, Mike, they're corn-fed.
Big-boned.
They're corn-fed. Anyway, they're mad at him. I don't know what the whole story... The guy called. They're mad at him because they gave him this calendar,
yeah.
And what he did is he put the calendar on the Internet.
Oh.
And so, like, the women are upset at him. And this makes no sense, but this is great. We have the phone number for Marge Schott's grandson.
Really?
Hey.
And we're trying to get... I mean, that's one of the things we could just cold call and see if we get him on the phone. I'd rather really schedule the time to talk about his grandma and
yeah, see if she ever said anything around the house that was as, you know, as interesting as some of the statements she made to the press.
How much she has in common with common with Robbie. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hi there.
I got a good idea for you, Mike, for a household product, but it requires Don's help.
Okay.
Do you think you can let him borrow the Mach 3 Power with the battery?
Oh,
the razor?
Yeah, the razor.
That would work great.
Take the blade
Does
off,
the huh? handle vibrate?
He could shave up first and then use it.
Don't involve me in this, okay?
But I wonder if the handle vibrates. Does the handle vibrate on that Mach 3? You
would have
thing,
to. Yeah,
you?
I have, yeah.
Maybe you could ask Homo Joe about that, Mike.
I could. But see, you know what? I don't think the handle vibrates. I think it's just the blades, and who wants to take that chance?
Oh, hold on. And that reminds me. Speaking of homos, hold on. This is something we have to get to today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just running down the list of all the things we did not get to. We didn't get to this yesterday from USA Today, Craig Wilson.
Uh-huh.
And you know it's good if we got to wait a day on it.
You bet. Mm-hmm.
So without further ado, from...
Here we go. It's a good record.
From the pages of USA Today, yesterday, The Final Word by Craig Wilson.
If baking pie is Zen, then eating it is nirvana.
I am not a baker. I am an eater.
You know, we really...
Good night.
We could just stop it right there.
Good night, everybody.
To me, it makes perfect sense. Although bakers will say I'm missing out on the zen of it all, I still believe I'm getting the better end of the bargain.
The better end of the bargain. Why spend time in the kitchen when you can just walk in, sit down, pick up a fork, and reap the benefits of their work?
I'm more than happy to make a pie maker smile, for instance. I will gladly eat what is put before me. Ha ha ha. And I rarely complain. God, unless the slice is too small.
Winner! You're getting all the good pieces of chicken today.
Jesus Christ.
Which brings me to Ann Dimock, a writer in Afton, Minnesota, whose new book is Humble Pie, musing on what lies beneath the crust.
What do you think is underneath Craig's crust? I have never met Ann Dimock, but I'm in love with her. She has wives beyond her years, whatever they may be.
Garrison Keillor calls her the Proust of pies.
Maybe she is.
All I know is Dimock knows her way around a pie tin.
I kept reading the pie-making...
What is that word?
Treatise.
Treatise. What does that mean?
That's like a writing, some writing, an essay.
Agreed.
So smart. I kept reading the pie-making treatise, thinking sooner or later that she would go off on some wacko tangent, forcing me to lay down the book and shake my head in dismay. She never does.
She is pure.
She even knows not to mix strawberries with rhubarb.
A disturbing development I wrote about a few years ago.
I have been called the rhubarb, Dimock confesses.
I have found my soulmate. The search is over.
Boy, I got another great one.
Wow!
I already have a partner. What you do? I suspect someone saw a very good thing and snatched up Dimock long ago. But I think the two of us could have a very nice life together. I'd even move to Minnesota.
We could make beautiful pies together.
Or she could make beautiful pies
and I could eat them.
Right when pigs fly. I eat cake on occasion. But compared with pies, cake seems a bit too full of itself. And there's that, always that troublesome issue of frosting. Many a wedding has been ruined by frosting.
If only newlyweds started their life together with a tart little rhubarb pie. Now there's the perfect beginning.
Dimock's book also has perfect timing. It arrives at apple season. She knows I'm like a rose. An apple is not... An apple is not an apple. Is not an apple.
She rightly lambasts the ubiquitous delicious variety, incorrectly named, and muses about those long gone days when dozens of varieties of apples were available to the pie maker. No longer, alas.
Having grown up on an apple farm in upstate New York, I know a few things about apples.
I remember those crisp autumn days when my grandmother, my aunt, and my mother would await just the right varieties to be brought up to the house. Just the right apples for their pies. Northern Spy, Jonathan, McCown.
Dimock even knows that the Macintosh, though not hard or crisp enough for a hold-a-slice apple pie, still sets the standard in the apple world, with Corden coming a close runner-up. Such wisdom. Where has this woman been all my life?
I'm not going to beg. Marry me, Ann Dimock. I have pie tin.
Yeah.
Wow.
How great is that?
Oh, my God.
How great is that?
Right from the very beginning.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, you're not a baker, you're an eater.
That's right. It always is. I really complain once the slice is too small. What is it? I eat whatever's put in front of me.
Ah. And then there's always that troublesome issue of frosting.
You hit the mother load today.
Yeah. The best mother load you ever hit on this book.
Hey.
Yes, really.
I was like a facial almost.
Such a load.
And how about this? Marry me, Ann Dimock.
Sure.
Marry me. Like you want a girl to marry you. That's rich.
I have pie tin.
We got a break. We'll be right
back. Number 4, Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Now, as you know, the San Diego Zoo is one of the finest zoos in the world, and we've had this young lady on the show very often the past... 7 or 8 years she's been appearing with us.
9 years. About nine years.
Right, yeah. Several plus several would be about nine.
You said seven or eight.
No, I said I didn't say seven or eight. I said several.
Then you said seven or eight, and I said
did
nine.
I? Yes. Nine. Good, thank you.
Some of the animals you had as babies are now 10 years old.
That would be about right.
Remember the animals that did something funny on your tie?
Yes.
Those little lions, the little baby lions, were 1 year old.
That's right.
They are now treacherous and ferocious 10-year-old animals.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, Joan Embry is here tonight.
And she's now 32.
That's right. Joan is an animal handler and a trainer. And you really think you're fooling everybody, don't you?
No.
And she also...
I'm just here to do my best to help you.
I know that. And she does her three horse shows a day. Did you know that? At the animal park.
Boy.
What?
What an exciting idea.
Would you like an army cot or something? Maybe just to kind of catch up on a little little nappy poo? Just might snap you right out of it. Okay.
I love Joan. I'm the only one who went down to see Joan. Doc has never seen her. You've never seen her. I went to the wild animal farm.
It's all right. Okay.
But you're upsetting me.
I don't upset you.
I went down, Joan, and I
know you did. It's all right. It's all right.
Don't say...
What?
I know her. I went down there.
Oh, I know you did. I know you went down there. And
I held a baby gorilla.
I couldn't go with you that week. You held a baby gorilla. Good. All right. And let's get her out here quickly. Would you welcome Joan Embry?
Joan and Mike Show.
Like corn. In jail the second time. Second time. The best of times.
That's right. Best of Don and Mike, and we're almost done for today, but we've got one more great segment for ye. I've been your host, Legendary Joe Arndinger, with you. Let's get right on into it. It's time to call Mike Dentist on the best of Don and Mike.
Mike?
Yes?
Ah, this is a beautiful segue. Please turn and spit. Here we go.
You know what's one thing I didn't do?
Yesterday, you went to the dentist.
What happened?
You went to the dentist
just
yesterday.
That's a little sucky thing. Huh?
You mentioned a hygienist named Kitty.
She was my hygienist yesterday. After I saw the dentist, they slid me over into Kitty's chair.
You said that she, like, had shock toys and stuff.
She's a dominatrix in a hygienist's clothing.
They would like to come on the air.
Oh, no. No good can come of this.
But Rob, will you pick that up? Are they cool with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Erickson's office.
Yes.
Tammy, may I help you?
Hi, Tammy. This is the Don and Mike show.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. How are you?
Hi. Is Kitty around?
Yes, she is. Hold on a second.
Very good. Oh, I'm sure they're all a quiver over at the office now.
Here we go. Oh,
over at the sadist's office.
Now, remember what Mike said yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This is the woman.
Yes. She immediately asked for Buzz.
Yes, Kitty.
Good, it's you. I know you'll take care of me.
I'll try.
Kitty, hi.
But I'm not alone.
It's Don and Mike.
Hello, Kitty.
With Buzz.
Hey.
Hi there, Kitty.
Hello.
Kitty, this is Don. I've never been to see your dentist, so I believe that I can be a pretty objective third party looking at this.
What do you mean objective third party? Are you disputing what I've said?
Mike,
listen to your show.
For the purpose of Kitty.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to look at this objectively. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. I got your back.
Hey, Kitty.
Yeah.
This is Mike. You remember me? Your victim from yesterday?
I understand yesterday. Mike tells us that yesterday you cruelly and inhumanely tortured him.
Yes.
Much like, the name Lindy England.
Yeah, exactly. Lindy right. England.
You know, Mike tells us that...
I was surprised she didn't ask me to take my clothes off and then stack me up on top of other patients.
And the pyramid. Mike tells us that you shocked him yesterday, literally shocked him.
I'm a shocking kind of person.
Yeah, see, no, she's not denying it, is she? You're proud of it. Kitty, how long have you been torturing, working on people's mouths?
Oh, 4 years in this office,
mm-hmm.
20 years in another office.
See, she's a veteran. She's a veteran. And how long have you been bringing out the shock toys for people? And, Kitty, I just mentioned there was the shocking slot machine, right?
There was.
And then there was the shocking, there was the squirting slot machine.
There.
And then there was the shocking pen. Do you have any other torture devices that maybe I didn't see yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
No, you do.
Yes, yeah.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Buzz, you know about this?
I know about some of them, yes.
Oh, I bet you do.
You know, last July.
Do you hear the Joanna voice? She's like, mm-hmm, yes. There it is. There's the laugh.
I wasn't even in her chair. I was in Nancy's chair next door.
Right.
And she brought a book over for me.
Yes.
And I opened it up, and it damn near took my fingers off.
Was it a shocking book?
Yes. It was like, it had a
Jesus, Kitty.
Should have had a three-prong plug in it.
Kitty,
what's going on?
Kitty, what do you get out of, besides the joy of doing it, and maybe that's it, what do you get out of literally shocking the patient to come to see your dentist?
But she's not going to be able to get the answer because she's laughing too hard.
I have a guess. If she's been scraping for 25 years,
right.
When she started, it really wasn't a pain-free procedure.
Mm-hmm.
But now she can't really inflict the pain anymore with the hooks. So she has to use novelties.
Right.
Too many people are flossing. I can't hurt them anymore.
Yeah, there it is. And do you have like a regular source of all these shocking devices, Kitty?
Oh, I go on the internet regularly to try to find things.
Unbelievable.
Has anybody ever gotten pissed and like slugged you?
Yeah, I have been worried a few times.
Some people just don't enjoy it.
Yeah, I got an electrician one time, and it kind of reminisced him of when he'd been thrown across the room after me.
Yeah. Hey. So the electrician didn't really go for it?
Yeah, reminiscent.
He didn't think it was real funny.
I really didn't enjoy the pen. The pen is the pen one of the more painful ones that you have?
It is. Maybe there's one more that's a little worse.
And what she does is Kitty waltzes you out to the front,
right?
Chatting kindly the whole way. Nice. So you think you're off the hook. You think you're all done.
Right.
And then she brings you paperwork and she said, I just need you to initial this. Hands you the pen that hasn't been opening. When you click the top of the pen,
uh-huh.
It sends a lightning bolt of electricity down into your elbow.
Like the end of the movie Carrie. You think you're out of it. You're out of it.
Oh, right. And then the hand comes
up.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it fun?
Yeah, fun,
yeah,
Kitty.
A blast.
Kitty, you need help.
Kitty, if I may ask you something that has nothing to do with Mike, but another one of your customers, Buzz.
Yeah. He's so cute.
Is he all hands or what?
On me?
Or on any of the girls or men that work there.
Well.
You know, Buzz is a big fan of that Brokeback Mountain movie.
I haven't seen the movie.
Have you ever seen him floss anything other than his teeth?
I'm not
going to
talk about who in the office has
palpable
bruising.
Now, can I?
Wow.
Hey, you got me with that one,
I like the pain.
Kitty, Buzz claims, and I think it's a big charade, that he is, someone has said to him that he has the gums of a teenager. Is that true?
Oh, he is tight.
Really?
That's right.
Wow, bro.
Really tight. You know, I guess I have to ask, since you had me in the chair yesterday, what did you say? I was in the 90%, something
like
that?
Yours are good. Yours
Kitty,
are good.
Would you please?
I didn't know why you were being such a wimp.
What do you mean of being a wimp?
Well.
I mean, I wasn't a wimp about the hooks. I was a wimp about the electric shock.
You know, I know that it's hard picking, like.
Hear that laugh? She's trying to keep it under wraps, okay?
Yeah.
She's really keeping it down to a dull roll. But when you're next to her and she's got that, you know, that big mine shaft mask that she has to wear, the laugh sounds something like this.
Who has nicer gums, in your opinion, Kitty? Buzz or Mike?
Oh, God, putting me on the hygiene spot, huh?
Think carefully, Kitty.
The hygiene spot.
Oh, I gotta say Buzz.
Oh, Buzz.
He's an everyday flosser.
I'm an everyday flosser. I told you I floss every day.
But you haven't been in 2 years.
I haven't been in 2 years, but I do floss.
Yeah, but, you know, 2 years. Come on.
All right, okay.
You get your head in your lap more often, and your gums will be just as good.
like me.
Yeah. The princess of shocking.
Yeah,
it's been a long time since I've had a regular hygienist, and I suppose this is the kitty of the shocking.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Kitty, last question. Have you shocked any patients today in this dentist's office?
Oh, you know, I was so nervous before going on here. There's a kid sitting out in the reception area. I had to go, honey, could you just write your number down for me?
How old would the kid be there, Kitty?
Oh, he's like a...
Two?
Six 16, maybe?
16.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's got her standards.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Katie. Well, thanks for coming on the air. Mike was just saying that yesterday, what a fun experience he had.
Yeah, I had to go buy new pants after I left. Fantastic. Kitty, you have a very Merry Christmas.
Okay,
yeah.
Don, we want to see you in here.
Kitty wants to get her hooks into you.
Honey, I know you'd love to, but I got my own dentist I go to, and even though these guys tell me you're great, my dentist has TVs in the ceiling where you can watch ESPN.
Well, and we do have TVs here, and I was thinking today about getting a remote control shocking.
Yeah, big fun.
Good idea.
Can't wait till the next time, Kitty. Come
on,
Merry Christmas, guys.
Okay, Merry Christmas, Kitty.
Bye, Kitty.
She is sick.
The last time I was in there, I was standing in a tub of warm water, and she tossed me a toaster.
Kitty,
it's fun.
Funny. She's got a lot. I didn't know she had a book. That shocks too.
Oh, yeah. What's called like deviant sexual practices or something. So watch your back.
This pen is the one, because the other ones were like cheap, crappy novelty things that you could see. And if you really thought about it, the pen was a 100% legitimate looking expensive pen. And when you press that down, you know, it's, you're holding a piece of metal.
Yeah, it's powerful.
And it's nasty.
Yeah, very
I'd
powerful.
Like to get one, actually.
Here we go.
Payback.
Be right back. Sorry, we're
out of time. Yes. We are out of time. That's been another edition of The Best of Don and Mike. I'll see you tomorrow. Who am I? I'm the legendary Joe Artinger, and I had a privilege and a pleasure bringing you Best of Don and Mike on this Wednesday. Christmas Eve for us football fans. Fantasy season starts tomorrow night with the regular season. So, I'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget to visit donandmikewebsite.com for all things going on. Don and Mike, you can check out recaps of the shows, pictures of all us wacky members in the crew. And, I don't know, you can download podcasts there, too, I believe. I can't figure out my iPod. It's sitting in a drawer somewhere. It's been there since Christmas. Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow. So, everybody, have a good one. I'm out of here. Let me find the door. Where is the door? I don't remember where the door is. Where's the door? Is this it? There it is. Ah! Come on! There we go.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.